and see.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Dale Holland One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The penultimate home game of the season has arrived, and along with it comes Clay County Sports Hall of Fame induction night, as Mike Strong, Teresa Neiman, Trent Bowles, and Sidney Roach Burville are welcome into that prestigious club. A pair of wins for the black, purple, and gold would be nice, but they won't come easy. Scorching their way into Joe Sims' gym tonight are the Jackson County teams who made the winding trek along the Cumberland River for their annual hardwood appearance. Matt Walker and his ladies look for their sixth straight win of the season as they meet the legendary Jim Brown and the Lady Blue Devils, while Rub Edwards and the Dogs seek revenge for the second straight night, this time against Kevin Thomas and his Blue Devils. Buckle up for the season's second clash on the Cumberland.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome into the CarQuest pregame show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our 15th basketball broadcast of the season. For the ninth time this year, we're sitting comfortable. High top Joe Sims Gym, looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and hopefully my voice will hold out tonight after last night's overtime thriller over in Red Bull and Springs. Joe Sims and Thomas Watson will join me throughout the broadcast. With me now is a man who's been busy this afternoon. Not only was he setting up all this equipment for the broadcast, but he just wrapped up overseeing a reception for the four newest members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. He's Thomas Weaver. You're doing it all today, Tom.
No, I have help, Daniel, and you're one of them that does that, and we appreciate everybody getting involved, including our mothers and wives and a lot of other people that makes that happen.
It's just a special event for those inductees. I hope they enjoyed it.
I do, too. And, you know, back here at home for this special night on the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame induction. And on top of that, we've got Clay County's downriver rivals coming in here to Joe Sims Gym. Daniel, these are going to be a couple of good ones again. I know we say that every time, but these two are going to be good.
It just is. The Lady Devils have improved all year. They're sitting around 16-10. And, hey, we know Kevin Thomas and the Blue Devils are always tough.
But, you know, we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen. We say that also every broadcast, and we mean it. So, folks, go do business with them and let them know how much you appreciate their sponsorship of this coverage. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. Pick up a copy tomorrow out in racks for coverage of last week's games, and then next week's we'll cover this game. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The Lady Dogs had their hands full at Red Bull and Springs, but seniors Hallie Buford and Bella Ashlock came on in the second half, where they scored all but three of Clay County's points, which secured the 51-45 victory. Buford finished with 23, Ashlock 17, Ella Ease had 8, and Kendall Matthews 3, Daniel.
Yeah, good performance over there. Hey, against a good Red Lady Dog team. Can't take anything away from their fight.
On the boys' side, the Dogs came away with a thrilling 70-68 overtime victory in one of the best games we've seen this year. Senior Weston Burwell posted a 16-point, 10-rebound double-double, and Nate Adams dropped 20 in the win. Wyatt Browning also scored 10, Lance Burchett 9, Kyler Westmoreland 8, Nolan Adams 6, and Andrew Smith 1 in that big win, Daniel. That was fun.
It was fun. I tell you what else I think it was. I think it had a healing effect perhaps on these Dogs. They've kind of been hurting since January the 2nd, since losing to the Red Dogs. Let's over with now. They got revenge.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's paper for all things Clay County, including basketball. And we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Jackson County here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, live from Joe Sims Gym in front of this big non-conference matchup with Jim Brown and the Lady Blue Devils. Time for the Ashog and Stone Girls 7A update. On the action last night was Clay County over at Ribbon Springs, where we saw the ladies win by, I think, a final score of 6 points. Over there in that one, failed to write the final score down, but Clay County moved on to 15-8 with that win, and it was Red Bull and dropping to 10-13. Tonight's action, getting back to the norm around District 7A, got a big one going in Byrdstown, more for the boys than the girls, but 18-2 Piggott County, trying to stay undefeated in conference play as they host 4-20 Jake Dillard and the Gordonsville Tigerettes. Elsewhere, Clark Range, 14-12 on the year. They're stepping outside of District 7A play, hosting Cumberland County Stone Memorial, who have a 9-14 record on the year. Also tonight, of course, Clay County here, 15-8 on the year, hosting 16-10 Jackson County. These Lady Blue Devils have put together a pretty good season in the AA ranks. Going to go ahead now and give you these District 7A standings. We're getting pretty close to tournament time. That'll be starting next week. I think we'll see the semifinals happen a week from this coming Friday. Lady Bobcats set at 6-0. Lady Buffaloes at, Clay County sits in second place at 5-3. Clark Range in third place at 4-3. Red Bulletin fourth place at 2-5. And Gordonsville in last place at 0-6. So right now we see Clay County's ladies sitting second. Got to anticipate probably Clark Range finishing also 5-3. Should end up being a coin toss for that second, third place. We do know that part said. It's going to be Clark Range and Clay County in those district semis, Coach Sims.
That's true. Yeah, I guess they're just, if Clark Range wins, you know, we'll flip a coin and see what color uniform we wear. Basically, it's all it is. But I think Clark Range has got, they're going to play Gordonsville, right?
It could be the one. They act one game.
I think that's who it is. You know, if Gordonsville plays like they did against us the other night, you know, it wouldn't be the greatest upset in the world if they beat them.
If it's at Gordonsville in particular, very well, could be difficult for them. Of course, the most memorable, we'll talk about it when we're calling the district semifinal game, but I got to mention now the most memorable matchup with Clark Reagan in the district semi came in 2012 when you guys had that huge win, Coach Sims, that kept you away from Jackson in the region tournament bracket and led to that state title.
Yeah, it did.
It all started with that win, didn't it?
Yeah, if we don't win that, we probably don't go to the state tournament. You know?
May not. Could have just went ahead and eliminated Jackson in the region semis, though.
What?
If we'd have lost it and had to we'd have probably took care of them then.
Well, I'm sure we would have. We could have. We beat them, so, you know, it wasn't like they were just, you know, on one level and we was on another. We were good, you know, but they had beat us all I guess at that point, two times, and then they beat us twice in the tournament, but we finally got them. But
Well, to me, that's the perfect season. People talk about maybe a perfect season being undefeated, but to me, the perfect season is facing that adversity, facing a team for the fifth time, being 0-4 against them and knocking them off in the state championship. That's the perfect season.
Well, it was perfect for us. You know, that's the only team I ever had that didn't win anything except the state tournament, you know.
That's
I've had
right.
teams that won a whole lot of stuff, but they didn't win the state tournament,
yep.
you know, but I take the state tournament over all the rest of it. You know?
No doubt. Of course, it's got me talking about it tonight because we are facing Jackson County, because we will see Clark Range in the district semis, and because they've run into Sydney Roach Verbal. We'll talk more about her later tonight, but she's on hand, going to be inducted into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Girls 7A update's been brought to you by Ashog and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and get into Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place, where we get thoughts from Coach Sims, maybe even from Thomas when we feel like it, on what Salina's most famous elephant has got for us tonight. Coach Sims, a rematch here going all the way back to Black Friday, November 24th. Went to Gainesburg. Clay County won that night. Maddie Hayes tweaked the ankle. Didn't have her. She's back in the lineup. What about tonight?
Well, been a long time since we've played them. You know, I don't remember a whole lot about them. I just know they're a lot better than they've been the last 4 or 5 years. I still feel like if we play like we should, I think we feel like we ought to win, you know. But, I mean, we're going to have to play probably better than we did at Gordonsville the other night, maybe even last night, I think, to win, because Jackson County, they've handled Red Bolton pretty good, best I remember. But, of course, we handled Red Bolton the first time really good. They just played good last night, you know. And we didn't play that bad last night. I was really impressed with Red Bolton, but it's just going to probably be one of those grinded out games again, you know.
Yeah.
Probably be a 5-7 point game. What was the score of the first time? How much was
first time, Thomas, you got?
6 point game, yeah, 44-38.
44-38. Low score, 44-38.
I kind of look for another one of those, you know, but we'll see, you know.
Of course, we know when you go against, I think, maybe an 8-time state champ and a legend like Jim Brown, he's going to get everything possible out of the talent on his team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jim does a good job. You know, he's in the Hall of Fame already for a reason.
Got another good squad shaping up this year. 16-10. They have improved much over prior seasons, folks. That has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. It's Clay County playing there. Let's get this right. 1, 2, 3, 4, fourth game in 5 days here. So may have to go to the bench and have some depth out of both teams tonight. Getting ready now to play the national anthem here in Joe Sims Gym. Just as soon as that begins, we'll be going to break. A rematch, as we said, of a game that took place on Black Friday, November the 24th, down in Gainesboro. We'll talk more about it when we come back on the other side of this commercial break as we pause for the playing of the national anthem.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back here. Going to wrap up this Carquest pregame show with the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting lineup. Starting off with Jackson County, the Lady Blue Devils, of course. They wear their blue travel jerseys tonight. White numerals on those, trimmed in black. Their head coach, 32nd season doing it for Jim Brown. 16-10 record this year, 2-5 in District 5 AA play. They do ride a two-game losing streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Jackson County, a sophomore, number 11, Claire Williams. Junior, number 12, Isabel Beatty. Sophomore, number 21, Reese Thomas. Sophomore, number 44, Jalen Meadows. And a senior, number 50, Aaron Davidson. The Clay County Bulldogs home team tonight wearing those white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Matt Walker, the head coach, 8th season overall, 170 wins to 76 losses, 15-8 record this year, 5-3 in District 7A play, and conference play is now complete. A five-game win streak coming into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, a senior, number 1, Maddie Hayes. Senior, number 2, Bella Ashoff. Sophomore, number 24, Ella Eads. Senior, number 21, Hallie Buford. And a junior, number 22, Lacey Wicks. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Starting lineups now being announced here to Joe Sims Gym by PA announcer Tyler Edwards. Looking forward to a good contest here. Clay County has two more games after this one to finish off the week. Thursday night, they'll make the trip over to Macon County, a team that we beat in overtime here in Salina back before Christmas. And then we'll wrap it up on Friday, which is going to be senior night here against Jellicoe at Joe Sims Gym, where Maddie Hayes, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, Kendall Matthews, and Ava Carr will be commemorated for their efforts, those five seniors. Coach Sims, this is the fourth game in 5 days. Any effect on the conditioning of the girls, or are they just in shape at this point?
Well, they ought to be in shape at this point, but, you know, that many games, it probably draws on you a little, but, you know, that's why you play three in the summer sometimes, you know.
Right.
You know, you do it.
Three in one day, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean, three in a day, or we used to. I don't know if that them plays. I know they play at least two, but I never camp I used to go to. We play three varsity a day and two B team, you know, so kind of get used to it.
Of course, tournament time coming. It's not as condensed as it once was back years ago, but still pretty rapid pace. So this should help prepare for that. Jackson County with this opening possession. Reese Thomas with it right side. Kicks out the Davidson out top.
My philosophy about high school kids is different than some, you know. They play 32 minutes. I mean, if you're in shape, you ought to be able to play 32 minutes.
Right.
You know, that's what I think.
I agree with that.
That's the way I always coach. You know, I didn't take them out to rest. I took them out because they was in foul trouble. They wasn't playing good.
Well, that's a good point. They should be able to go because there are breaks built in as Maddie Hayes pulls down a rebound, hands off to Ella Eads. The sophomore going to walk across the timeline, gives off to Hallie Buford. Buford all season long been the leading scorer on this squad. Gives to Ashlock at the elbow, back to Hallie at left wing. Here she goes, baseline drive, underhand pass to Hayes, kicked out to Bella. Now down low to Wicks, nice entry pass. Wicks tries to get to Hayes. Ball goes a little wild on the pass. Jackson County ends up taking the possession. Wicks trying to make up for the lost pass, cannot get the steal. 0-0 here, 6.5 minute mark of this first quarter. Here's a takeaway. Hallie Buford with it. Goes across the timeline, 2-on-2. Gets crossed up, loses the handle, and it goes out of bounds. Jackson County taking it back over.
I think the playing of a whole bunch of games is probably harder on you mentally than it is, or as hard mentally as it is physically. You know, you kind of need time to, you know, restart your brain, you know.
Right.
You know, game after game after game.
What about a game preparation standpoint from the coaching standpoint?
Well, you know, there's not a lot. I don't know if they get a little during school or not, but all you do is say, well, we're going to do this, you know.
Sometimes you just got to go play, don't you?
Yep.
Jackson County with it. Still a scoreless ball game here. Open in 2 minutes. Thomas, not a bucket for either squad.
We haven't shot it yet. That's a bad thing. We've had it twice and turned it over both times.
Yeah, I may be the only one that's getting a break here.
Williams with it out top. Closely defending by Elaise. Picks up the dribble. Now kicks over to Meadows. Meadows going to be picked up by Wicks. Now kick to Davidson, right wing. Davidson working against Ashlock. I like our chances in that matchup. Ashlock, as we talked about, the defending District 7A Player of the Year. Here's a takeaway by Bella Ashlock. Going to have a layup opportunity. Works against Meadows. Going to be fouled. Calling it on the floor, I believe.
She was probably forced to get a foul call on that because she kind of just fell down, looked like. That's like three steals we got, two or three already.
Eads to work it in from the baseline. Gets into Ashlock. Ashlock in the paint. 4 foot floater. No good. Rebound Davidson. Davidson to Thomas. Thomas now going to come into the Lady Blue Devil front court. Gives off underneath to a teammate on the shot attempt. I believe that was number 34, Jules Looper, if my roster's correct. Is that what you've got, Tom?
I got 24. I don't have a 34.
Well, I do, so I'm one up on you there. Ashlock misfires on a three, goes out of bounds. Jackson County taking back over 4:59 mark of this opening quarter, 0-0 the score. Williams going to work it in. Now some pressure being applied by Coach Walker and Lacey Wicks. Harassing Meadows in the backcourt.
They'll
be called for the reach-in foul.
You run up there and bump them. They'll call that every time.
Point guard. Jalen Meadows again going to cross the half court. Dishes out to Davidson left wing. Now Thomas out top. She isolates, drives against Buford. Gets turned away by Hattie. Kicks it back outside to Williams. Williams now gets past Eads into the paint. Her floater no good. Goes out of bounds. And Clay County going to maintain possession. Just a poor offensive showing by both teams.
Yeah.
4:35 mark of this first quarter, and it's 0-0. He's with it. Gets into the paint. Now she's fouled.
Oh,
ooh, a travel.
Yeah, I thought she did.
Clay County just not got it going on right now early in this one. After a hard-fought win last night at Red Bull, and perhaps, like you said, Coach Simmons, maybe it's not physical, maybe just emotional and mental at this point.
I believe it is.
Jackson County with it. Davidson going to drive. Ashlock takes it away from her. Nice steal by Ashlock. Passed out ahead, though, to Buford. Never made it to her. Picked up by Williams. Williams into the paint. Now her pass taken away by Ashlock. A defensive battle here between these two squads. Ashlock pull up jumper. Good. 2-0.
Broke the dry spell.
Ashlock finished the game really strong last night over at Red Bull and Springs, helping with the black, purple, and gold win. That's the first points in this one, halfway through this first quarter. 3:40 and ticking. Clay County 2, Jackson County 9. Good defense continues for Clay County. Ashlock going to run the point now. Buford setting the screen. Go screen side. Dishes up to Hayes. Maddie shot up no good. Rebound Looper. Looper works out to Thomas. Now back to point guard Meadows. Meadows passes ahead to Davidson left wing. She's called for the travel. Well, at the end of the first last time, it was 7-6 in favor of the Lady Blue Devils.
We're going to pick it up. Both teams are going to get that many.
2-0 right now. 3 minutes left in this opening quarter. Bay County, fortunately, with the lead. 2 points at this point, Thomas, a pretty hefty lead.
Yeah, I agree. Can you say anemic offensively is what it's been, but Hayes also finds a bucket to give Clay County 4.
Spun to her left into the paint, hit the shot. 2:45 mark first quarter. Meadows out top. Kicks left side to Thomas. Reese Thomas now with it, going to drive baseline against Buford. She's turned away. He dishes back to Meadows. Meadows going to be fouled. Sophomore Jalen Meadows going to go to the line. Lacey Wiggs picks up her second personal. First free throw's away, no good. Freshman Natalie Smith and sophomore Baylor Walden checking in. Lacey Wiggs coming out along with Bella Ashok. Second free throw also no good by Meadows. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Hayes finally starting to get used to that protective mask she's wearing for that broken nose. Already had the nose operated on, so definitely doesn't want to re-injure it. Probably would force another surgery to take place.
Yeah, we talked about her struggles with wearing the mask, you know, missing free throws, which is something she never does. And, you know, I think she's starting to get comfortable with it, like you said.
I agree. Reese Thomas has the first Jackson County points, 4-2 now. Clay County up by two. 2:05 and ticking here first quarter. Kendall Matthews out top, swings to Buford, now inside to Walden. Walden kicks back to Matthews. She fires the three. No good. Rebound by their Walden. Now Smith at the wing. She drives baseline. Underhanded layup, no good. Hit the bottom of the backboard. Just got a little deeper on the baseline than she realized. Three-pointer now, shot missed by Jackson County's Williams. And Hayes pulls down another rebound. Buford going to slow walk it across the timeline, getting instructions now from Coach Walker. Minute and a half left in this opening quarter, Thomas.
Yeah, just isolation for Hallie Buford and a step back three.
Knocked it down like only she can do. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Buford. Buford on the season, a 35% free throw shooter, as a foul is called against Natalie Smith. Of 109 three-pointers made by Buford coming into tonight's action. Under a minute to play in this opening quarter. Williams in and out on a three-pointer rebound. Davidson has it in the paint. Vacates the premises, though. 480 Dogs were there defending. Kicks out the Meadows. Her three-pointer away, no good. Rebound by Davidson again. Ripped away, though, by Hayes. Similar height, but Hayes the stronger of the two. And now 35 seconds in ticking, opening quarter, 7-2 the score. Buford letting time tick down.
Yeah, I think you're going to see the same thing here. Coach Walker hollers out flat, and that means ISO for Hallie Buford up top. And why not? Best player one-on-one, I'll take that.
Buford with 13 points in the last meeting. Ella Eads had a good night offensively with 12. And rounding out double figures, Bella Ashok had 10 that night down in Gainesboro.
Jackson County running a double at her.
Down to 5 seconds. Hayes with it. Free throw range jumper.
Get in there.
Good.
Buzzer's going to sound on this first quarter as Maddie Hayes ends it with an exclamation mark. Clay County 9, Jackson County 2 after 1.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County leads 9-2, headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog, Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Madison Hayes leading the way for the Lady Dogs with 4 points. Bella Ashlock has 2, and Hallie Buford 3. Only 2 on the board for the Lady Blue Devils. Reese Thomas has those for Jackson County. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Back here live, second quarter action underway. Hayes with it, gets off to Claire Kendall. The sophomore's checked in back inside the Hayes. Power move, shot up, no good. Tipped out of bounds, no. Kept alive by Davidson for Jackson County, the senior. Lone senior on this starting lineup. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, the lone senior on the squad for Jim Brown this year. Pretty young Lady Blue Devil team. Williams with it. Loses the handle, picked up by Davidson. Now to Metis. Metis circles the top, kicks to Williams. Corner three, no good. Rebound Ashoff. 7-10 mark, first quarter. 9-2 the score. Still anybody's contest, but Clay County has led throughout. Ashoff called for the travel. Had the ball tied up and ended up taking extra steps.
Yeah.
Just under 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Davidson with it, right side. Kicks over to Thomas. She drives, puts on the brakes, gives back to Williams. Now Metis. No true post presence here for the Lady Devils. They send Davidson down there sometimes right now with his looper, who's in there posting up on occasion. Hayes in the middle of the zone there kind of deters that from going on, though.
Yeah. That one girl's tall enough to be a post player, but she don't post up much.
Looks like a 2-3 zone out of Clay County, I guess.
Well, they're kind of trapping a little. I don't know exactly what they's in there. Well, that took away from us the scores.
Davidson with a nice play. Claire Kendall had stolen the ball and handed off to Hayes before Maddie could get rid of it, though. Davidson took it away and laid it in for two. Makes it 9-4. Lead cut to 5. Clay County with the advantage and the basketball. Buford thought about a three. Drives to the left elbow. Loses the handle. Picked up by Meadows. Meadows now with a fast break opportunity. Works against Kendall. Claire Kendall called for the foul. And we'll see Meadows go to the line to shoot two. Wish I had individual stats from the last matchup on the Lady Devils. All I have is just a team average. I know Thomas has scoring from it last time.
Yeah, high scorer was Clara Williams. I don't even think she's in this ball game, is she?
Number 11.
11,
yeah.
Okay.
Been playing throughout. He's been quiet, though.
Got you. Had 14 against the Lady Dogs. Other than that, no one else in double figures.
Matt is in the line for a second free throw. She missed the first. Misses that. She's 0-4 at this point in the contest from the line. 9-4, still the score. Just a slow pace, low score in the fire, Coach.
Yeah.
Ashlock dishes up to Hayes. Power dribble shot, no good. Rebounded putback by Ashlock. Good.
That's good.
11-4 now. 7 points to the advantage for the Lady Dogs. Ashlock, Tom. 5:20 mark of this second quarter. Davidson with it, wanted to drive against Ashlock. Bella poked it free. Hallie Buford comes up with loose ball. Twice now, Davidson tried to drive against Ashlock, and a steal's taking place.
Yeah.
Ashlock to the other end, 6-foot floater, good. 6 points, I believe, maybe more for Ashlock now. 4:55 and ticking, second quarter. 9 points the difference, 13-4. Jackson County much improved this season over the last couple years prior, a 16-10 overall record. 2-5 in District 5 AA play. Pretty tough AA district they play in alongside York and Smith County, some of those teams. Not as tough is when they were down here in District 7A along with us, Pickett and Clark Range, though.
Ours.
That's Murderer's Row, Coach. You dealt with it every year.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, Double A at that time when there's just three classes, it's just about the same, you know, with Jackson County, Livingston, Upperman, and I used to be Stone.
Of course, Jackson County lit fire in the early 2000s. Several of those state titles came at the Double A level, I believe.
Yeah. Most of them did. I think they won it. Maybe, I know once, maybe twice in single A, but most of them, I think they won it like 99, 2000, 2001, 2002. They won about four or five in a row.
Ashlock with it out top. Works to the hoop, draws the foul. Bella going to the line to shoot free throws. Two coming for Bella. 60% free throw shooter on the season has improved as the season's went along. 43 of 72 coming into tonight at 3:55 mark of the second quarter. After Ashok hits that first free throw, we'll take timeout with them. 14-4 the score. Clay County in front.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Ashok hit the line to shoot another. 3:55 mark of the second. Clay County up by 10, 14-4. Ashlock releases on the second, hits it. 2-2 on that trip. Ashlock now going to check out, get a breather as Maddie Hayes comes back in on the floor for Coach Walker, along with Hayes or Buford, Walden, Matthews, and Smith.
Ashlock a personal 6-0 run for Clay County there to give them this 11-point lead, Daniel.
Jackson County looking for a response here. Clay County has their biggest lead of the night going, 11 points. Biggest lead of the last beating was 9 points for Clay County. Final score of that one, 44-38, Clay County. Offensive foul called against Jackson County. I think you're muted, Coach.
Coach Brown said they had played like 8 games in 13 days.
Woo.
They've got caught up. They only got 2 this week, but he said they's about wore out.
Yeah, that outdoes our 6-8.
Yeah.
Buford with it, kicks to Walden. Baylor now with it right wing. Kicks off to Smith. Back to Baylor. Thought about a corner three. I wish she'd have pulled the trigger, shooting right at 50% on the season from behind the arc. Ended up passing inside and getting the ball taken away by Jackson County. Meadows on the drive now. Her shot up and good. 15-6, back to a 9-point game. Buford right side. Has a 3 to her credit earlier in this one. Dives into the paint, going to be fouled. And it's Meadows who ends up shaking up on the play a little. Commits the foul and then kind of pays for it.
Yeah, came up from the backside there of Buford. Almost got the steal before she took the shot there.
Certainly did. Smith the inbound from the baseline. Has trouble finding their teammate. Now Buford on the cut. Shot no good. Rebound and put back no good by Buford. Jump ball going to be called. No, a foul against Maddie Hayes going to be called. Davidson had position and the foul going against Hayes. Claire Kendall checking back in. Kendall on the season. Averaging about 5 to 6 minutes played for contest. That's in the game she checks into. Coach Meadows' stats don't.
Early she wasn't getting any playing time with the varsity. Now she's getting playing time, about every game. Some.
15-6, 9 points the difference. A lot of defensive pressure here by Smith and Kendall. Nearly creates a turnover. Meadows hangs on to it. Gets the Thomas out of Davidson. Davidson called for that travel. 2:17 left to play in this first half. A low scoring affair, 15-6. Halftime score of the last meeting was Clay County 18, Jackson County 13. So we're kind of on pace for that.
Yeah, I didn't remember it really being that slow, but I guess it was.
Buford now with it, drives the left side of the lane, shot up from the block, no good. Halley's foul going to the line. loyal listeners will already know this, but Buford, 83% from free throw on the season, just an astounding number.
Yeah, and she's been looking for that call on the last two or three possessions and finally gets it there,
driving
the hole.
First one's away and good. Lady Dogs back up by 10.
Yeah,
folks, coming up here at halftime, we will have the Papa Girl Body Shop halftime show, but it'll be slightly varied from our norm. Clay County Sports Hall of Fame tonight here at Joe Sims Gym, so we'll see the induction of the four new members, 14th class to go in. Sydney Roach Verbal, Trent Bowles, Mike Strong, and Teresa Neiman will be inducted at the half. We recorded earlier a reading of their bios. We won't be broadcasting during that time as far as audio goes because we don't want to talk over Kevin Donaldson, who's going to introduce them to the home crowd. But we do have audio recordings that we'll play for you here on the network, and you'll see the live video feed. So stay with us on halftime for that. Baker Walden, nice shot. Makes it 19-6 after Buford had hit both of those free throws. Walden now adds a bucket. Jackson County still looking for an answer. Clay County up by 13 now. Three-pointer fired by Williams, no good. Actually, it was Thomas on the three-pointer attempt. Davidson cleans it up for two. 1 minute left to play in this second quarter. Buford, top of the key, works left, gets dismissed. She fires a corner three, no good. Rebound Davidson. Jackson County looking to cut it back to single digits here before the first half ends. And now Williams going to go to the line to shoot two. First one's away and good. Maddie Hayes, Bella Ashcock, Ella Eads, and Lacey Wicks all checking back in. Matthew Smith, Kendall, and Walden checking out. So staying on the floor is Bella Ashcock putting those original five starters back out there for the final 46.4 seconds here of the half. Second free throw away, no good by Williams. Going to be rebounded by nobody. He goes out of bounds. Look to me like it should have been Clay County ball. Coach Walker thought so as well. Actually, he was closer than the official was.
Yeah, I think Mr. Carr missed that.
Jackson County with another opportunity here on this end. Williams works it into Davidson. 40 seconds left to play in the second quarter. 19-9. Inside now, Meadows just shot, no good. Rebound and put back. It's actually Davidson, not Meadows. Davidson scores. On her way towards double digits, she's leading this Lady Blue Devil team in scoring for sure.
Well, they scored 6 in 15 minutes. They scored 5 in 1 minute.
10 seconds left in the quarter. Swinging around the perimeter. Eads tries to go inside to Hayes. Ball goes out of bounds. Jackson County now with a chance to get a bucket. 4 seconds left in this second quarter. Williams inbounds to Thomas. Thomas across the timeline. Time getting short. Goes down low. Didn't have enough time for it. Actually would have scored had they had another half second. But time expires prior to the bucket. At the half, it is Clay County 19, Jackson County 11.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity. So don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Now you're hearing a pre-recorded segment that introduces the four newest members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame that are being inducted live now at halftime of this girls' contest.
Daniel, our first inductee is Sydney Roach Birdwell. She played, she was one of the best basketball players to ever play at Clay County High School from 2009 to 2012, where she achieved all-state status, was named the Herald Citizen Upper Cumberland Player of the Year, and led her team to the program's only state championship as a senior, when she was also named the state tournament MVP.
As a four-year starter, Birdwell was a guard that could do it all. She was a good shooter, ball handler, passer, defender, and could even post up if needed. Individually, she scored 1,627 points, which ranked sixth all-time. Among many other awards, she also made the All-Tri-Lakes Conference freshman team before being honored with three straight all-district first-team nods and the making of two TWSA all-state teams.
Birdwell was also an excellent, exceptional volleyball player as a four-year starter and all-district performer, where she helped her team finish near the top of the district and reach the region tournament each year. Individually in volleyball, Birdwell was named to the All-District, District All-Tournament, and Region All-Tournament teams throughout her career. Sydney Roach Birdwell.
The second inductee is Teresa Neiman Franklin, who played from 1979 through 1981. Teresa Neiman Franklin was a prolific scorer for Salina High School during her three-year local basketball career from 1979 through 1981. She helped the Lady Dogs achieve the most success they'd seen in a decade and then went on to even greater heights her senior year and beyond after transferring out of Salina.
As a three-year starter, Franklin finished seventh statewide in all classifications in scoring with 629 points her junior year, while averaging 22.4 points per game. That single season mark ranks her fourth on the current Lady Bulldogs single season scoring list. She also garnered multiple all-district honors, including a first-team nod, and was an all-state honorable mention.
Franklin's family moved to South Dakota, where she finished her high school career as an academic All-American and earned first-team All-State honors after leading the state in scoring with 26.4 points per game and over 10 rebounds per contest. Franklin then went on to play for 4 years at South Dakota State, and she also enjoyed a one-year stint as a professional basketball player in Europe.
That was Teresa Neiman Franklin. Our next inductee is going to be Trent Bowles. He established himself as one of the purest shooters in the history of Bulldog basketball during his career from 2008 to 2011 at Clay County High School, where he achieved All-State status, was named the Herald Citizen Upper Cumberland Player of the Year, and earned a district MVP while on his way to becoming a member of the 1,000 Point Club and leading his team to a state tournament berth.
Bowles was named the regular season District 7A MVP and the district tournament MVP as a junior before he produced a stellar senior season. It was one for the record books as he scored 696 points, which ranked sixth all-time, set a record still standing today with 94 made three-pointers, recorded 92 steals to rank second all-time, made 8 three-pointers in a game to tie a record, and scored 43 points in a single contest to rank eighth all-time.
For those outstanding efforts you just mentioned, Daniel, Bowles was named first-team All-District, and he went on to earn the region tournament MVP after leading his team to the region title. He then scored 34 points in a sub-state win to send Clay County to the state tournament. As a result of his outstanding final campaign, Bowles was granted the honor of being named the Upper Cumberland Player of the Year and made the Tennessee Sports Writers All-State team.
The final member to be inducted tonight in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame is Mike Strong, whose career spanned from 1978 through 1981. Strong was an impressive two-sport star at Salina High School and made his mark both in basketball and baseball. As a crafty point guard, Strong joined the 1,000-point club in his career, averaged a double-double with points and assists in 1980, and was named All-Region.
Strong was a four-year letterman on the hardwood and started for 2 years for the Bulldogs. He played on two district championship teams and a region title team, which advanced to the sub-state game and missed out on a state tournament berth by just a one-point loss.
Additionally, Strong was just as effective for the Bulldog baseball team. He finished with a 9-2 record as Salina's star pitcher during the 1980 baseball season. He also played in that outfield and batted over 300. Due to his prowess on the diamond, Strong was selected to play in the TACA All-Star Game, where he pitched and recorded the win in relief. That was Mike Strong. The four newest members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame representing the 14th class, the class of 2023, Sidney Roach Burble, Teresa Neiman Franklin, Trent Bowles, and Mike Strong.
Welcome back to Salina for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We just witnessed the Hall of Fame class of 2023 being inducted here. And now it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Clay County leads Jackson County 19-11. At the break, the Lady Dogs over the Lady Blue Devils. They jumped out to a 7-point lead at the end of the first quarter at a 9-2 mark before outscoring the Lady Blue Devils 10-4 in the second to claim this 9-point halftime lead Clay County has. For Jackson County, being led by Aaron Davidson, she got 6 points for the Lady Blue Devils. All of those coming in the second quarter. Jalen Meadows has 2, Reese Thomas 2, and Claire Williams has 1 point for Jackson County. For Clay County, Bader Walden has 2, Madison Hayes 4, Hallie Buford 5 first half points, and Bella Ashlock leading the way for the Lady Dogs with 8. Again, Clay County leads 19-11. They're up by 9 over Jackson County here at the break in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MacomBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric.
Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to halftime here, Joe Sims Jim. Low scoring contest between Jackson County and Clay County. Lady Dogs up 19-11 at the break, about 2.5 minutes away from third quarter action getting started. Gonna go ahead now and do the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Not much new information since last night. We'll go through it again though. Tennessee Tech and the Golden Eagles 7-16 on the season, and 2-8 in OVC after losing to Morehead State on Saturday, 60-67. They travel to SEMO on Thursday for a 7:30 tip. Of course, Grant Strong doing that medical redshirt with a back injury. Able to talk to his dad, Tracy Strong, prior to this girls' contest. He was here to watch his brother, Mike, be inducted into the hall. And Tracy said Grant's going to be fine, just something that he was dealing with. Was able to retain the year of eligibility and said, honestly, he's dealt with it since junior high, some ongoing back stuff, but hopeful to return for next year. Freed Hardeman University sophomore Katie Arms and the Lady Lions are 19-4 on the season and 5-2 in Mid-South Conference play after beating Bethel 62-48 on Saturday. They travel to Georgetown on Thursday for a 4:30 tip. Lubin Bears and Tyreek Key, they're 4-13 on the year after losing to Charleroi 78-82 on Friday. Despite Key scoring 29 points, Bears now face Oostend on Saturday. As we talked about last night, spring sports will be rolling up pretty soon. February always goes quickly. March the 1st will be opening dates for all four spring sports teams, the softball baseball teams of Clay County High School, and the combined Clay County Junior High teams, Herman Springs and Sinaquette, get together on those sports. So that'll be coming up here in just a few weeks. This week's Hogan Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Coach Sims, I don't feel threatened at this point by Jackson County for the Lady Dogs, but it's only an 8-point game.
Well, it is. I'm just afraid they're going to, you know, wake up here and start hitting some shots. Like I said right before the half, you know, we give up 6 about the first 15 minutes, and we give up 5 in about the last minute. That kind of, you know, doesn't sit well with me. But, you know, I just hope we can we didn't play that great that, you know, first half. We were ahead 8, but we turned it over quite a bit. Missed some shots around the basket. But hopefully they'll continue to shoot like they have the first half, which is not much.
Teams do switch into the court here. Jackson County worked at the hoop to our left. Clay County going to work at the hoop to our right. Ball out on right wing in the hands of Kenley Letterman. Hands off to Williams. Williams now works against Eads. Gets to the paint. Spins. Kicks back out to Davidson. Davidson going up against Ashlock. Thinks better of it. Hands off. Meadows with it now. Left wing. 19-11 the score. Clay in front by 8. Thomas gives to Williams. Williams back to Meadows. Meadows closely defended by Wicks. Now Letterman swings back to Davidson. Just that perimeter pass game. Nobody down low.
Yeah, they're I guess trying to get a cutter.
Letterman again in the corner. Hands back off to Thomas. I believe sophomore Reese Thomas, the daughter of Boys head coach Kevin Thomas.
Yeah, I think so. Is she a sophomore or freshman?
I've got a sophomore on her.
Somebody told me she's a freshman.
That's according to Max Prep, so that sometimes is wrong.
Yeah.
Foul called against Jackson County here.
I thought Matt told me earlier in the year she was a freshman, but I don't really know.
First offensive possession here, Jackson County able to chew a minute off that third quarter clock.
Then, luckily, they turn it over again.
Ella Eads across the timeline, sets up at the top of the key, works the right side of the paint, gives off to Buford. Halley now with it, 6:45 mark of the quarter. Gives back to Ella. Ella going to drive the left side, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Letterman, who hands off to Mattis. Jackson County trying to cut into this 8-point Clay County lead. Meadows out top now. Going to back it up, slow it down, reset. Thomas, I missed the scoring rundown for Clay County at your halftime update. Care to go through that one more time as Meadows adds two more?
Bella Ashlock leading the way for Clay County with 8. Buford had 5, and Hayes with 4, and then Bader Walden, 2.
Thank you for that.
Eric Davidson has 6 to lead the Lady Blue Devils.
And Meadows, that last bucket just now, makes it 19-13. 6 points the difference. Buford inside, stripped of the basketball. Jackson County now a chance to cut this thing down to a single possession if they fire 3. Williams out top is the Blue Devil faithful. Tell her to shoot. They want to see the trigger pulled on it. Not to be so, though. I suppose that the players may listen to Coach Brown a little bit more than they do the stands.
I'd say they better.
32nd year, as we mentioned, for Coach Brown, a lifetime of work in it. All of those, I suppose, coming at his alma mater of Jackson County High School.
Yeah, all of them.
A couple different looks for Jackson County. The last one by Letterman. Timeout taken by the veteran head coach while Davidson had possession. We'll go to break here. 5 minutes left in this third quarter. 19-13 the score. Clay County in front by 6.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Jackson County cut the lead to 6 here early in the second half, Daniel. I believe you're muted, Daniel.
I have been muted. That's twice in 3 games. That's getting pretty bad. No, that might be 3 times in 3 games. Because there's the intro at Red Bullin last night.
Could have been.
Sorry, listeners. I'm back on now.
Happens to the best of us.
Well, I certainly ain't the best of us, so it probably has to be a lot. 4:26 mark of this third quarter, 20-13. Buford hitting that first free throw. Puts Clay County up by 7, now back at 8. Buford maintains a perfect percentage from the free throw line.
We played almost half a quarter. I think that was the third time we'd had the ball without running a minute off every time they get it.
Yeah. Well, is that the game plan you figured out for Coach Brown? Minimize
possession. I think they're looking for a shot, but I guess we're taking away what they're wanting.
4:15 and ticking, third quarter. Whistles blow, a foul's going to be called.
They score more in this. Most games, they usually get in the 40s and maybe more, you know.
Yeah, as we said, Jackson County, 16-10 on the season. Looking down this, their record, here's their losses. Clay County, Redbourn Springs, Macon County again, York Institute, Watertown, Smith County twice, York again, then a close loss to Burkesville, Kentucky. That's their last game. 51-59, Burkesville beat them.
Huh.
So that's the 10 losses. Certainly, we know what York is.
Yeah, Smith County's not bad. Macon County's not bad. You know those?
Of course, Watertown, one of their AA district opponents.
Yeah. I don't know about much about them, but I didn't think they were, well, they're not too great, but decent, evidently.
Reese Thomas knocking down a three, and just like that, we've got ourselves a five-point game, 21-16. Thomas bringing the Jackson County faithful to life here, who made the trip up to watch the season second clash on the Cumberland. Buford, underhanded layup drive, or was that Wicks? No, had to be Buford, only she can do it like that. Misses the shot, but does draw the foul.
Thought something might go, but it didn't hardly do it.
Buford on the season, averaging 18.3 a contest. Knocks a free throw down, 5 of 5, I believe, from that mark tonight.
Yeah, her last four games, I think she's averaging about 25. You know, 24 or so, so to up that average.
Missed
the second free throw, rebound by Wicks. Lacey going to keep it alive, gets it back to Hattie. Hattie inside the Bella. What a pass. What
good
a finish.
Pass.
One of the better assists of the season. Heads up play between the classmates. They had a special chemistry going on last night in that Red Bull and win during the second half. Perhaps we'll see more of it down the stretch now. Jackson County misfiring, 24-16 the score. 2:45 and ticking, third quarter. Lacey Wicks going to come down, hand off to Buford. Hallie now works to the elbow, gives to Bella. Bella circles the wagons out top, steps back. Works against Davidson on an isolated drive. Left-handed layup, no good.
Yeah,
rebounded.
Our ball.
By Nevaeh Forrester, but a jump ball called. Possession arrow favoring Clay County, as Coach Sims said. On the floor for Clay County, we've got Ashok, Buford, Walden, Matthews, and Smith after subs here. Clay County trying to build on this eight-point lead, 24-16. Ashok inside the Walden. Walden shot up. No good, but a foul coming. Baylor going to the line here. 14 of 27 from the free throw line on the season, 52%. Ella Eads and Clark Kendall waiting to check in, the pair of sophomores. So a good nucleus of sophomores on this squad. We've got Walden at the line who just knocked one down. Eads and Kendall just checked in. Of course, Smith and Garrison, two young freshmen who played quite a bit. So a good future for this team. Wicks, the only junior that we see on the squad. So only...
Yeah, the next thing is a purpose that concerns me is we just don't have any post players with any height much, you know. We're going to be out really, really small next year.
And it is a talented group of eighth graders that just wrapped up their season. They're a solid group. But maybe a little bit short on size. Brooklyn Scott, probably the tallest of those eighth graders, going to be coming in. But as often we see, some of these young ladies are the tallest they'll ever be in eighth grade. She may not grow more.
You know, most of them don't ever grow once they get in high school. So you just have to play with what you got.
Smith misses the first, hits the second, 26-16. Clay up by 10. 2:15 left in this third quarter. Now takeaway. Smith comes up with the ball. Going to drive to the hoop. Draws another foul. Reese Thomas going to be called for the foul.
Good
Thomas,
steal.
I was right. It was one of one for Smith on that last free throw trip.
That's right. She made one of two at the line the last time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Smith, we've talked about her throughout. It's her defensive intensity. She's got the link kind of like Bella Ashlock to getting those passing lanes.
Yeah. It's the first one there. Girls played JV prior to this one. A big win for the Lady Dogs. Don't know the official score of it. Of course, other freshmen on this team right now for Coach Walker. I mentioned two of them. The other two, Jenna Thompson and Emmy Carr. So four freshmen on the squad for Clay County. Ball knocked out of bounds by Buford. Coach Brown upset at something down there. Had that trademark frustration going. I have seen him pretty hot a time or two down there. I know you have, Coach.
I've seen him hot a lot of times.
You've made him that way a lot of times down there with the good play of the Lady Dogs. Nice finish there for Jackson County. It's Letterman, the sophomore post player, with a good finish. Kenley Letterman with her first points goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
Jim's a lot calmer than he used to be. Boy, he used to get on them girls pretty good.
Well, if you gave him one of those teams of yesteryear right now, I think he probably could find that that emotion, that temper again.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't rub it in or anything by inducting Sidney Roach into the Hall of Fame in front of him. You know, I thought about that earlier.
That was unintentional.
Bound to be a memory he doesn't want to recall.
We talked, I don't know if you was listening at the time, Thomas, we talked a lot about that series of events on the Tarkash pregame show there during the District 7A update.
No, I missed it.
So we see Jackson County again. So Letterman missed the free throw, got the rebound.
We quit rebounding.
Did not score on the putback, but was fouled, so she's in the line now for two. Misses the first, the second one coming. It's away, a little short off the front of the iron, and a potential foul situation, but Clay County going to get the ball.
Well, at least we got the ball back.
Davidson, I think unintentionally, but Davidson knocked Buford to the ground.
Yeah, could have been a foul. I mean, some of these refs, it would have been.
Minute and a half left in this third quarter, 27-18. Ball taken away from Buford. Now she's called for the foul. Not wanting to make excuses here, but can't help but think that what we talked about earlier, whether it be physical or mental, or perhaps even emotional, playing the fourth game in 5 days could be factoring into this. Of course, Clay County is up 9-9, 27-18 here. Matters in the line to shoot two. First one's away and good. Buford, though, at times, Hattie will get on a run. She may score 10 in a matter of a couple minutes. Right now, she don't have a huge number going.
Their game plan is to not let her do that. I mean, every time she gets the ball, she's got about three on her. That's why she's turned it over four or five times there in the paint like that.
A lot of traffic.
Yeah, she's trying to do stuff that she can't do because there's too many people guarding her.
Minute 25 left in this quarter now. Free throw's good there. Was that Meadows, I believe, on the line, Thomas?
It was. Made them both.
Meadows, who opened up 0-4 in this contest from the free throw line, knocks down both of those. Draws Jackson County back within 7. 27-20. Hayes shot up. Blocked by Letterman. Goes out of bounds. Clay County's led throughout the entirety of this game. Jackson County did lead in that prior meeting on November 24th. They led by as much as 7. Down at their place in Gainesboro. Right now, Clay Kenny leading by 7 here at home. Buford firing the free throw. A rare miss. Missed one prior one in this contest. Another one coming, though. Reese Thomas checks out for a breather for head coach Jim Brown this last minute and 5 seconds of the third. Second free throw is good by Buford. Clay County back in front by 8. Wiggs picks up Meadows in the backcourt. Meadows puts the head down, gets faster though. Circles round out top, swings to Davidson, left wing. She drives to the free throw line, kicks out to Abby Watson, a freshman who's checked in here. Now Davidson going to drive against Bella. Shot up. Good.
Tough shot.
Yeah, it was. Had to go up and over the length of Ashlock and got it to go. 30 seconds left here in the third. 28-26. Tie ball game. 6 points the difference. Clay County playing for this last shot. Ashlock with it near the midcourt. Joining her on the floor. Wicks, Buford, Hayes, and Eads. Original five starters. Down to 10 seconds. Now we see it put in motion. Ashlock going to weave into the paint. Shot up off the glass. No good. Hayes, the rebound. No, loses the handle. And now Hayes going to be called for the pushing foul.
That's going to put them on the line.
1.1 seconds left in this third quarter. If we walk to the other end, it'll be the freshman. No, the sophomore. I thought it was Abby Watson who was fouled. We see Jalen Meadows instead stepping to the line. She hit her last two. Two made free throws. Could make this a four-point game headed into the fourth. First one's away. No good. Another attempt coming here. Away and good. 28-23, 1.1 seconds on the clock. Here's the inbound. Buford, the desperation heave. Falls a little short. Third quarter ends here. Clay County 28, Jackson County 23.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, where Clay County leads by five. It's 28-23 over Jackson County. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, leading the way is Bella Ashlock with 10. Hallie Buford has 9. Madison Hayes, 4. Baylor Walden has 3, and Natalie Smith, 2. Leading scorer for Jackson County, Aaron Davidson, with 8 points. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street, across from the post office in Salina, to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
8 minutes left to settle it here in this season's second clash on the Cumberland. Jackson County with the possession to open the quarter. Davidson misses the jumper. Ashlock comes up with the rebound. Gets to Eads. Ella across the timeline. Kicks to Buford. Hallie now wants to drive into the paint. Kicks back out to Ella. Three-pointer away. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Quick shot.
First points of the contest for Eads, at least in the field anyway. She may have had a free throw earlier. Thomas shakes his head no. First points for Eads. As we said, last time the teams met, Ella had 12. Had a good night down there in Gainesboro. A big three-pointer there makes this up. 8-point game, 31-23. Now trying to answer is Watson. Her
shooting the ball maybe one time before that. She hit she shot a layup or drove in and swung one up. But
Ashlock going to try her luck at a three, in and out, no good. A really good attempt, just did not fall.
It looked good going up.
Rebounded by Williams. She comes the other way. Williams into the paint. Floater's no good. Rebound Eads. Pace picking up here from either team as we tick down at the 640 mark of the fourth. Passed ahead to Buford. Hallie with it right wing. Her three-pointer a little off the mark. Rebound Ashlock. And a timeout. Full timeout taken by Clay County. 6:32 mark, fourth quarter. 31-23, black, purple, and gold.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes.
Call or visit us online at TwinLakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. It's 31-23, Daniel. Only a little over 6 minutes left in this one. Clay County leads.
Time getting short. Hopefully they can hang on to the lead. And looky there, what a score from Bella Ashcock. Nice inbound play. Cut it in the paint, spun, shot, scored.
I wonder if that brings back memories to Jim. He used to run that same play against us all the time.
A travel call against Jackson.
Well, that's lucky.
So it should have been something pretty familiar to him.
Should have been. It might have been exactly the same, but he'd always break one across the lane right there, like on a flex cut. It's usually one.
Buford loses the handle. Timeout taken by Coach Walker prior to the travel. We'll stay with you on air here. 30-second timeout taken. 6:11 mark of this fourth quarter. Just want to reiterate what took place at halftime. Induction of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame had Max Strong, Teresa Neiman Franklin, Trent Bowles, and Sidney Roach Burble inducted. Coach Sims, talk for just a second about Sidney Roach. She was there coaching her for 2 of her 4 years. One of the best.
Yeah, she's, I was thinking coming over here, her and Kendall's probably 2 best guards I ever had. You know, I kind of separate guards and posts, you know.
Sure.
But they, I mean, she was just so good, you know. There, I mean, general on the floor, you know, like I said, she could do it. She could post up if she needed to and, you know, handle the ball. I mean, she was, I guess, people think she's a point guard, but I never played her at point guard.
Just one of those, like you said, similar to Kendall in the fact that could play anywhere,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, she, I mean, her and Coop, her year, their senior year, I mean, they were consistent. You know, you look at the scorebook every game, they were 15 to 20 between them. Then everybody else would chip in a few, you know. And we didn't win all our games, but, you know, we won most of them and won the big one when it mattered the most. But,
absolutely.
But she
of course, that helps with the memory of Sidney, too, that
yeah,
big state championship.
Yeah, she's a coach's dream, you know. And I've had a lot of them, you know. I was just really glad to get to coach her.
Her and her husband, Dusty Burble, here tonight. ProBudget Davidson knocks down a three, had all their beautiful children with them. And we'll talk more throughout the night about the four members who were inducted. Better get back to the action here, though. That big three-pointer, Thomas, which that was Davidson knocking down that three. 5 minutes left in this one as Maddie Hayes scores from left side. 35-26 the score. Of course, Sidney, just the first of that state title team to join that prestigious Clay County Sports Hall of Fame club. Casey Cooper, Allie Brown, other starters on that team.
Casey this year, too, but she didn't make it, but she will eventually. And Casey was, like Sidney, a great volleyball player, too.
Right. People do focus on the major sports, but some of those non-spectator sports just as important.
Yeah. I mean, she could have. She had an offer from somebody to play volleyball.
Of course, who rounded that out? Of course, Mackenzie Hamilton, and then Emma Ogletree had gotten hurt. Maddie Monroe, I guess, stepped in and started some.
Maddie and Hannah rotated starting the rest of the year after Emma got hurt. I'd start one of them one game, one of them the other. They usually get about 2 quarters, a little over a piece, you know. But Maddie really came on in the tournaments and really stepped up. Her, that state championship game, she had... She had 9, I think, but she was big, you know.
Davidson hitting free throws there. Draws it back down to a 7-point game, 35-28. 4:23 left in this one. Eads going to hand off to Ashlock. Bella now with it out top. Gets instructions from Matt Walker. Going to isolate and drive here. Now kicks back out to Eads, who thought about a three. Now she drives, spins, kicks to Buford. Hattie also wanted a three, going to drive instead. Shot no good off the underside of the backboard. Hayes going to be called for the foul. I thought Hayes had better control on the ball than the Lady Devils. Fourth quarter, right at half over, 3:55 mark. Jackson County with it, trying to cut this down to a five-point or maybe even a four-point game. Clay County up by 35 to 28. Thomas, anything jumping out in the stat columns?
No, not really. Just Davidson with all 5 points for Jackson County here in the fourth quarter. He cut it to 7 points.
Letterman called for the over-the-back foul.
You know, some players you kind of give a little more freedom to than others, and Sydney was one that I never told her a whole lot of what she could or couldn't do. I said, she knew. You know, she had the green light to do pretty much what she wanted to. And I mean, I trusted her decisions.
Right.
You know?
And that's what I started to say, probably seldom made bad ones.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't be pressing, but, you know, after we'd score, sometimes she'd just jump up there and get in front of whoever he's trying to throw it into and get a steal, you know. And sometimes she'd come down, tell Coop, let's switch. She'd post up. Matter of fact, the state tournament semifinal game, when we had to have two, that's what she did. And she got fouled and made two foul shots and put us in overtime. And I hadn't called it. I mean, it was on her, you know. I called a timeout. I said, you know, I told them what we had to do. If they hit both foul shots, we're down three. We probably need to shoot a three. You know, if they miss one and we're down two, you know, we can take whatever. Came down the floor. She posted her up. We gave her the ball. She got fouled, made her foul shots, and put us in overtime. And we ended up winning, you know. But her, you know, her mentality was about as good as her physicality, you know. She just knew how to play the game.
Yeah, it takes both. To be a great player, it takes both parts, don't it?
Yeah, it does. And I, like I said, I've had others that were.
Oh, sure.
Right,
well, you bragged and talked about them, too.
But
tonight, kind of signaled out Sydney to you because of her induction.
Yeah, that's her night to be on the pedestal.
3:10 and ticking as the Moles inbound to Jackson County with every bit of opportunity here to win this thing. Down by 7. Clay County trying to hold on to this lead. Meadows to the hoop. Foul call.
Well, they don't hesitate about blowing that whistle, do they?
Meadows has got pretty hot from the free throw line lately. First one's away and good. 3:02 left in this one. That makes it a 6-point game, 35-29. Second one's away, in and out, no good. Rebound Ashoff. Bella looking for Hadley, goes cross court. Now Hadley crosses the timeline into a trap, gives off to Bella. Bella now to Eade, swung around to Hayes. Hayes thought about a three, drops baseline instead, loses the handle, and he goes out of bounds.
Sloppy right now for Clay County. It's, you know, they get up double figures and then, you know, try to hand it back to them.
2:40, and you're right, Thomas. I didn't reply, but you're spot on.
Yeah.
2:35 and ticking. Jackson County a chance to cut into this 6-point lead. Here we are. Williams with it, defended by Eads. Kicks to Meadows, who's got Wicks on her. Meadows to the hole, looked for Letterman across the paint. Knocked out of bounds by Clay County.
I thought they knocked it out.
Williams to inbound. Works into Davidson. Now kicked out to Thomas. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Ashlock. Bella gets it to Hallie. Hallie fouled. Davidson called for the personal. First foul against Aaron Davidson, the lead player on this Jackson County team. Buford across the timeline, 2:05 left. Clay County trying to hold on to a 6-point lead. They won in Red Bull last night by 6. Whistles blow, official timeout. And a nosebleed, perhaps. Davidson comes off the court.
with a nosebleed. I missed the contact. Some of the...
Must have been done on the other end.
Some of the Lady Devil faithful think it came from the elbow of a Lady Dog. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it could have come from the foul on Buford
on
this end even. Just got a little too close there on the pivot.
I'd say it's exactly when it took place. You're right. Under 2 minutes now. Of course, the big storyline, Davidson off the court for the Lady Devils as Buford goes to the hoop and gets the bucket.
That's a good shot.
Hallie drawing the foul, going to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. Minute 44 left in this, from Lady Dogs up by 8. Davidson still in the locker room as Buford releases the free throw, completes the three-point play. Minute 40 left in the fourth. Thomas with it out top. Drives the right side of the lane. Tried to kick outside to Watson. Take it away by Ashcock. 8 points the lead and a minute and a half to play. Things looking favorable here for Clay County. Ball control possession, killing some time. He's with it. It's all about the three. Goes inside to Hayes. Hayes going to drive and score. Finger roll layup off the right side. Makes it an 11-point game, according to the scoreboard, 40-29. Three-pointer by Williams misses the mark. Rebound Wicks. Clay County looking like they're going to hang on for a sixth consecutive win here. Is Watson's foul. This little win streak, Clay County's own, began back on January 26th against Gordonsville. Beat Gordonsville here at home. Then Clark Range at home. Went to Jellicoe and won. Actually went to Gordonsville and won. Went to Jellicoe and won. Then at Red Bull and last night. 55.4 seconds left. His timeout is taken. 40-29, Clay County.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Eads with it out top. 45 seconds left in the quarter. Foul against Hayes. Actually, the foul was on Hayes. I don't know whether you say against Hayes or on Hayes, but Williams picked up the foul. So Manny going to the line.
They fouled Hayes.
Yeah, they fouled Hayes. There you go. First free throws of the night for Madison. Hits the first. That's a strength of hers. 72% free throw shooter. 18 of 25 on the year. Hayes averaging about 8 points a game on the season. And I must have that stat wrong. Something must be wrong on my stuff because I look at total rebounds. Yeah, that's wrong. Total rebounds averaging 1 a game for Hayes. Looking down here, I've got the total at 10, so I messed something
that
up.
Can't be right.
She's got more than 10 on the season. Andrew Meadows provides those. He's right. I just did something wrong.
Sure,
we got to print it off.
4 or 5, you know.
Wonder what I screwed up. Reese Thomas in the line, misses that first free throw. Another one coming. It's away. No good. Rebound Ashcock. 35 seconds left. Clay County going to win here at home tonight. Is that Eads now goes to the line to shoot two? 42-29 the score. 13 points the difference.
We've had a lot of running on out that did me, but gives us a chance to score some more points.
Eads hits the first. Much needed day of rest tomorrow for the Clay County teams. Then they wrap up the regular season Thursday at Macon County, then at home on Friday night right here in Joe Sims Gym for senior night against Jellicoe.
Jim told me before the game, Macon had improved since the first of the year, so I expect that's going to be a tough game over there Thursday night.
Of course, Clay County fortunate enough to win in the first matchup with Macon right here at home in an overtime contest, 54-53. Hallie Buford, I believe it was, on a driving layup to win the game.
Pretty much at the buzzer.
Yep. Yep, we were down by one, and she put it on ice.
Yeah, best I remember, it was a coast-to-coast move and layup by Hallie Buford. It's one of those memorable plays by the senior.
Lady Devils with it. Shots up and good. Meadows adds two more. 15 seconds left in this one. So the Lady Dogs get a sweep. The Lady Devils in this season's season's two clashes on the Cumberland. 3-2-1. Final buzzer sounds here at the end of the fourth quarter. It's Clay County 44, Jackson County 31.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. We just witnessed Clay County get a 13-point victory, a 40 beat Jackson County, 44-31. Now it's time for the Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Coach Sims, wasn't pretty, but Clay County kind of controlled this one throughout. They jumped out to a double-digit lead in the second quarter, kind of maintained it. We saw the Lady Blue Devils cut into it a time or two, but really, this game was never in question.
Well, no. But I was afraid it was going to get in question. But we actually won by more than I probably thought we was going to before it started. But we could have won by 25 or 30, I think, if we just played a little better, you know. But
yeah.
I guess defensively, we played pretty well, you know, to hold them to 31 points or whatever. That's a good effort. I don't care who you're playing. And like I said, they most of the time they'll score 40 to 50 anyway, so we did a good job, you know, with that. You know, I continue to wish our decision-making would be a little better, but we usually find a way to win, so that's the main thing.
It is, and we talked about it, you know, a lot of games lately that's meant a whole lot. This one didn't mean a thing except for pride, so,
yeah, just,
you know, how hard is it to get up for a non-conference game like this when you're really looking forward to that district tournament?
Yeah, well, it's probably a little harder than, you know, a district game, but, you know, I always wanted to win every game. I didn't care who was playing. I hope my team did, too, you know. And but it's just natural to, you know, kind of, I guess, ease off a little or whatever. But, you know, I hope our intensity was there. But now it's going to be our Thursday night because I'm afraid Macon County's going to be improved what they was the first time. But, you know, they may be kind of getting tired, too, waiting for their tournament. So we'll see what happens, you know. But
for Jackson County, we talked about how they had improved. Aaron Davidson led the way with 13 points. Keely Letterman had 2. Jalen Meadows, 9. Reese Thomas, 5. And Claire Williams, 1. Coach, you know, Clay County, like you said, did a pretty good job with a team that's usually scoring some points.
Yeah, well, they're not scoring no 70 or 80, you know, but a lot more than 31. You know, 31's not going to win you many games. I don't care who you're playing.
And despite what we thought was maybe offensive woes for Clay County, still 3 in double figures, both Hallie Buford and Bella Ashlock with 12 points, Madison Hayes with 10. I thought she kind of settled in and made a few shots, maybe one of her better games in a while since the injury.
She did there at the end. I thought, I wish she could rebound a little better. You know, she's the biggest girl we got, you know. Sometimes we got hurt on the boards down there a few times when they kind of cut into our lead. But, yeah, she had a solid game.
Ella Eads also with 5 points. Bailey Walden with 3 and Natalie Smith, 2. Coach, what's Clay County take away from this non-conference win over Jackson County?
Well, just nice to win. You know, it's a whole lot better to win than to lose. That's about it. Like I said, it wasn't a district win, but, you know, at the end of the year, you want your record to be as good as you can, you know, and that's why you practice every day is to win every game that you can, and so we got another win, so that's a big thing.
Coach, appreciate you being with us for this one, as always.
Thank you.
This Lady Dog Wrap-Up has been brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Holly's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center.
where they're so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors boys 7A update. Before I begin that, I'm going to get a drink of water. Give me just a second. Now then, we're ready for action. Cumberland Exteriors boys 7A update. It's a short one. In some ways, not a lot of recent action last night. Clay County beat Redbone Springs in overtime. Nice win over there on the road, 70-68. Had the pleasure of calling that one. Tonight's action got the big one going on in Byrdstown. 17-4 Pickett County hosting Greg Bibb and the 16-8 Gordonsville Tigers. Definitely going to be a good game in that one tonight.
Absolutely be a great ball game. And, you know, sometimes you can kind of give Gordonville the edge if Greg will stay calm.
Yeah. Yeah, now, Bibb's, you know, for two games this year, he's done better.
Yeah, he has. He has. But, you know, he usually costs his team 4 or 5 points. But
he does.
This year, he maybe he's matured a little bit. But
very well could be.
I mean, of course, they are the two top programs this year.
Yep, sitting the top right now. That don't mean they'll come out of the tournament
as the top two, though. We found that out before.
Other action tonight, 5-17 Clark Range hosting 16-8 Stone Memorial. Probably a rough one for the Buffaloes there. And, of course, we've got Clay County right here at home hosting 13-13 Jackson County. Current District 7A standings. Tournament starts next week. Pickett County sits atop at 6-0. Gordonsville in second place at 5-1. That's why I said that was such a big game up there. If Gordonsville beats Pickett, those two will flip a coin, I suppose, for the regular season championship. Third place, Clay County,
3-5. Our conference play is done. A huge win last night at Red Bull and Springs puts us, hopefully, in the sole ownership of third place. Now, Red Bull and Springs sits in fourth place at 2-5. They have one conference game left to play. That's Thursday night against Pickett County. Red Bull can beat Pickett County. They've not done it in the first meeting. But if Red Bull beats Pickett, there will be a coin toss between Clay County and Red Bull for the third spot. That is a big deal because the 4-5 seeds who are currently Red Bull and Clark Range, right now they'll play in the district quarterfinal, which is an elimination game. We want to avoid that.
Right, yeah, that so-called play-in game when you got that odd team in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, definitely not one we want to be in there because Clark Range, we know, is the 5 seed. Clark Range is a pretty good team, so we'll have to see what happens Thursday night. District standings right now sit with Clay County in third place. Boys 7-day updates have been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Time now on this CarQuest pregame show for the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashhog & Strong Insurance. Second clash on the Cumberland between these boys squads this year. Coach Watson, the other, coming back on Black Friday, November 24th in Gainesboro. The Blue Devils won it 69-61. Now, Clay County last night had a big revenge win against Red Bull. And what do we need to do to get it done again here tonight, you think?
Well, you know, come out and just play some good organized basketball, you know, choose the correct shot and make the easy shot, you know. I know we've noticed we miss a lot of easy shots sometimes, I guess. But really, truly, there's probably not a real easy shot in the game. But they look easy from up here, a lot of them do.
Sure, sure.
But you know, just execution and playing the kind of basketball we're capable of playing.
Have been playing some pretty good basketball lately, though. The last three contests, Gordonsville, Jellicoe, Red Bull, and all dramatic finishes. Of course, lost to Gordonsville by one, lost to Jellicoe by two, then beat Red Bull by two. Going to be the fourth game in 5 days that's likely going to take a whole lot out of these guys. Does that have any effect on the contest, or are they just young and full of energy?
Well, you know, I don't know. I never thought about my kids getting tired. You know,
that's
I mean,
what
you
Coach Sims said when I asked
know,
him that.
You ain't supposed to get tired. I know. I remember one of my players, I'm not going to call his name, but freshman point guard, come up out of the eighth grade. He come out and says, "Coach Watson, I'm tired." I said, "You ain't allowed to be tired. Get back out there."
Just these old school coaches not giving them a break. Coach Watson and Coach Sims, rough on them. Folks, that has been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashhog & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and sign of the day because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Clay County Funeral Home boys starting lineups. Jackson County, their head coach Kevin Thomas, 25th season overall in his career, 8th at Jackson County. A 13-13 record this year, 4-3 in District 5 AA play, a three-game losing streak coming into tonight's contest. Starting for Jackson County, sophomore number 0, Isaiah Thomas. Sophomore number 2, Parker Patterson. Sophomore number 11, Alex Meadows. Sophomore number 22, Will McCrary. And a senior number 24, Waylon Kennedy. The Clay County Bulldogs, their head coach Rob Edwards, 24th season overall. 535 wins to 214 losses, a 9-12 record this year, 3-5 in District 7A play. They do ride a one-game win streak in tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 3, Lance Burchett, junior number 10, Nate Adams, senior number 22, Weston Burble, senior number 24, Andrew Smith. And starting tonight in place of the injured senior, Wyatt Browning, will likely be senior number 5, Tyler Westmoreland. And it is Westmoreland who takes Browning's spot in the lineup white with that ankle injury last night at Red Bull Springs. The starting lineup's been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping honor families when they lose a loved one with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. This one is underway. Jackson County controls the tip. Should be another tight contest. That's what I predict. Clay County probably going to be playing in their fourth barn burner in 5 days here.
I an unusual call. Somebody got called for a travel.
Yeah, right off the bat, good defense by the senior Andrew Smith right there to cause that turnover.
It's
Daniel,
kind of strange on them. If you take an extra step when you start, it's a travel. But if you take three extra steps when you're shooting, it's a euro.
Well, you're right, Coach. It does seem like it depends on whether it's at the start or the finish of it. Adams to the hoop, misses the shot. Rebounded by Kennedy. He hands off to a teammate. Now Jackson County back on the other end. Kennedy's only senior on this entire Blue Devil roster, similar to Aaron Davidson, the only senior on the Lady Blue Devil squad. McCrary, who had a big night the last time around, opens up hot here, scores the first bucket, 2-9. Last time it was Wyatt Browning who was charged with defending McCrary quite a bit. I think Bird will probably going to have that responsibility tonight.
Yeah, two nights in a row, Weston Bird was going to have his hands full, definitely without Wyatt Browning in the post. Just his presence there would affect McCrary, but Browning on the bench tonight.
Patterson hands off to Thomas. Thomas to Meadows. Meadows the three-pointer, no good. McCrary cleans it up. 4-0 the score. The sophomore transfer from Monterey, McCrary. What did he have last time, Thomas? 20-something?
26 to lead the Blue Devils, Daniel. And if you'll remember, he really got hot. I think he almost had maybe 20 of those in the first half. And Clay County settled down, started doubling him with Browning and Weston Burble over the top. Expect that to come if McCrary starts getting off from one of these guards doubling down to help Burble.
Nadia mounts to Lance. Lance, top of the key, drives to the elbow, jump shot, good. Lance Burchett, who has dealt with some health issues for several months now.
Pull-up jumper.
Starting to look himself again. He had 20 over at Jellicoe and played well at Red Bull and Yerston. Like Coach Watson just said, had a good-looking jump shot there to put Clay County on the board with 2 points. Now, Tucker Westmoreland fires from right elbow, misses the shot. Nate Adams cleans it up. 4-4.
Nice rebound and follow-up. Didn't bring it down, went right back up with it.
Always looking to score is Nate Adams.
Yeah, he's never seen a shot he doesn't like.
Firing that three-pointer. We see Patterson missing the mark, kept alive by his teammates. McCrary with it. Baseline jumper good. And we got Weston Birdwell down, shaken up. Lower extremity injury, perhaps rolled his ankle. As you can see, he comes to the bench under his own power. That's Nolan Adams time. Checks in. Now, of course, Wyatt Browning injured late last night in the contest against Red Bullin. Burchett out top, swings over to Nate at the wing. Now Westmoreland. Kyler kicks to Lance. Lance looks inside. No post on the floor. 5 guards in this lineup with Burble and Browning both out. Coach Edwards sends in the instruction here. Of course, you know, going with 5 guards creates a mismatch on one end of the floor, but another in other ways, too. So perhaps could work out to our advantage. Nate Adams posting up in this lineup. Misses the shot from right block. 6-4 the score. Jackson County in front by 2. Meadows with it. Kicks to Kennedy. He fires a 3 in there. Waylon Kennedy becoming quite the 3-point specialist, is my understanding, for Jackson County. Saw on what used to be Twitter, now called X. Maybe he hit 7 or 8 one night.
Yeah, and he shot it well against us. Ended with 13 in that first loss that they handed Clay County. And, Daniel, you saw what Coach Edwards is going to have to do. With no posts on the floor, went to the 2-3 zone on the defensive end. That's what got Kennedy the look there. These guards are just going to have to run out top as they keep 3 in on Will McCrary in that 2-3 zone.
Nate Adams inbounds to Smith. Smith kicks to Westmoreland. Here's that 3. Coach did not fall. Rebound McCrary.
Good-looking shot. We got to make sure they go in.
Coach, I think that pesky old headset's slipping down on you again.
Oh,
halfway through this first quarter, 9-4 the score. Kind of slow, methodical pace here. Last time the teams met at the end of one, it was Jackson County 17, Clay County 11. Currently set at 9-4 here. Three-pointer taken and missed by Meadows. Clay County the rebound. Dogs looking for points here. 2 from Nate Adams at this point. 2 from Lance Burchett to give them their tally of 4.
Nolan Adams with it, left wing. Shakes and bakes against McCrary. Shot up, no good, but draws the foul.
Draws the foul.
And that'd be nice to get the big man in foul trouble, and Nolan Adams can do that.
Yeah, kind of even things up a little bit.
Yeah, and you said it, Daniel, the mismatch on the defensive end. Will McCrary has to guard one of our guards, and he better not pick Nolan Adams.
From a length standpoint, sure, McCrary's going to win that battle, but it's not about the length. It's about the explosive quickness of Adams, and McCrary's good on his feet, but not as good as Adams is.
Adams at the line, he misses the first.
Second one's away by Nolan. Too strong off the back of the iron.
Got a foot went in for them. We'll get another shot.
Nolan had six the last time the teams met. Adams on the season, a 25% free throw shooter, 13 of 52. Second one's away here, no good. Rebound McCrary. 3:45 mark, first quarter. Jackson County up by five, 9-4. McCrary to the hoop, scores. There's that mismatch with Birdwell and Browning both out. I think it was Westmoreland that time.
Just trying not a whole lot we can do with that size.
Trying to slow down McCrary. Will the quickness of this smaller black, pepper, and gold lineup win out here? Adams misses the jumper from left elbow. Definitely going to affect the rebounding as well, not having Browning and Birdwell in there. Three from the corner, no good. Rebound McCrary, put back good. McCrary starting to really take over this contest. He has all but three, I believe, of Jackson County's points. Coach Edwards says, I need a timeout. We got to adjust to this. 13-4,
like
Jackson County
Westland
in front. 3:02
left
first quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. The Dogs trail the Devils by nine. It's 13-4 in favor of Jackson County. 3 minutes left here in this first quarter, Daniel, and it's all about the post play, Will McCrary and the Blue Devils so far.
Clay County trying to cut back into this Blue Devil lead. Westmoreland three-pointer left side, no good. Birdwell has checked back in.
Walk.
A travel got away with by the Blue Devils, and now maybe a foul got away with by Clay County, so it evens out. Kennedy with it, picks up the dribble at right wing, gives to McCrary. He swings over to Meadows. Meadows now into the corner to Netherton, I believe that is, who's checked in. Sophomore Aiden Netherton. Netherton at left wing, inside and out of Meadows. Meadows faces the hoop. Kicks back out. Continuing in this 2-3 zone is Clay County. Birdwell now in the center of the paint. Three-pointer taken and hit by Xavion Mitchell, the sophomore, and a steal on the inbound play. Jackson County looking for more points. They lay it in. Again, this time it's Netherton who gets the two. 18-4, Jackson County currently putting it on the black, purple, and gold. Minute 51 mark of this first quarter, Coach. We just need a bucket.
Well, yeah, we're definitely shorthanded. I mean, that's and we've played a little careless a couple of times. It's cost us.
Burgett, right side, drives to the free throw line, jump shot, no good. Rebound McCrary. McCrary hands off now to Meadows. Meadows pushes ahead to Netherton, inside to McCrary. His floater good over the top of Birdwell. Another timeout taken. Coach Edwards once again wanted to talk to his guys. What a run. Jackson County 20, Clay County 4, minute 24 left in the first.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. It's all Blue Devils. They lead 20-4 here in the first quarter, a little over a minute to go.
Berger with it down top, swings to Nate Adams right side. Nate now looking inside the West and back to Nate on the give and go. Adams with it, puts it in for my block. That breaks the drought there for Clay County.
Broke the drought.
20-6, still a 14-point lead for the Blue Devils. Meadows, right wing, kicks back to Kennedy out top. Waylon drives, kicks now outside to teammate Netherton, back in the hands of Kennedy, who gives back to Meadows. Three-pointer in there, good. Coach Kevin Thomas has got his squad sharp shooting tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
40 seconds left in this opening quarter, 23-6, Jackson County. With a display on pace for 100 here as Westmoreland takes the jumper. No good. Rebound McCrary.
That Nate Adams bucket stopped a 16-0 Blue Devil run, Daniel.
Shoo. As we mentioned, last time the teams met on November 24th, at the end of one, it was Jackson County 17, Clay County 11. Right now we're ticking down to 10 seconds, and the Blue Devils are up 23-6 here as we approach the end of the first. Offensive foul called against Jackson County. Xavion Mitchell called for the foul. Five seconds on the clock on the inbound. Lance Burchard to the hoop. He scores.
Good
assist from Nate Adams. First quarter ends with a desperation heave that falls wide of the mark. The damage done here in the first 8 minutes. Hopefully it won't stick. Jackson County 23, Clay County 8.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. And here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. They trail 23-8 headed into the second quarter for Clay County. 4 from Nate Adams and 4 from Lance Burchett makes up the 8 points for the Dogs. And the Blue Devils are being led by Will McQuarrie's 12 points. Waylon Kennedy has 3. Alex Meadows has 5. And Xavion Mitchell also with 3 for the Blue Devils, who lead 23-8. This dog scoring tournament has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
That they are, hopefully, Clay County is so much more than they were in the first quarter. And they do open up hot here. Weston Birdwell adds the bucket. 23-10, 13 points now the difference. Clay County got a lot of time left, 3 full quarters in front of them.
You don't win the first quarter.
You don't. Meadows with it. Shot fake, kicks to Kennedy. He immediately pulls the trigger. Bucket's good. The foul I thought was called prior to him even shooting, but the bucket's good. Weston Birdwell called for the push. What?
After the shot.
I thought he called the bucket good. They give him the points, didn't they? And now the possession still to Jackson County with the possession. I don't understand that. What do I not understand about the shot? The foul happened on the floor. If it was after the shot, get that.
They didn't count the shot, did they?
Yeah.
Okay, so it had to be after the shot or totally unrelated to it.
I haven't seen it in 7 years of broadcasting here. I'm not a big basketball guy, but anyway. Clay County back with it, 26-10, 16 points the difference. Smith in the left corner, gives to Burchett, bounced inside to Nate, jumper's up good. Need to get Nate going tonight. He's got several. Irving in this one. It's just that Jackson County has so many. McCrary shooting well, and also his teammates shooting well from outside. Waylon Kendi with 2 3-pointers, and other Blue Devils also with hits from behind the arc. 6:25 mark of this second quarter, 26-12 the score. Jackson County up by 14. Meadows with it. Defended by Westmoreland. Hands off to Kennedy. Swung now to Netherton. Now into the hands of Thomas in the corner. Inside to McCrary and a foul call.
Yeah, body foul.
Yeah, Nate Adams switched off on McCrary there. Just battling for position. Did a pretty good job, but left his feet on the pass, Daniel. That's what got the call.
First personal against Nate. Three-pointer taken on the inbound play and knocked down by Aiden Netherton, the sophomore. His second triple, and now a foul call against Jackson County. Alex Meadows picks up his second personal. Two team fouls now for Jackson County here in this second quarter. 5:55 mark of the second. Lance Burchett with it. Hands off to Smith. Smith now to Nolan Adams. Nolan looks inside the west and can't go there. Gets back to Lance. Three-pointer. Wide off the mark. Hit the right side of the rim. McCrary travels. No whistles blow, though. And Jackson County comes the other way. Good rebound by McCrary. I thought he took an extra step, though, on the baseline. Netherton back with it. Kicks to Thomas. Thomas at right wing, gives back to Netherton. Now inside to McCrary. His floater no good. Rebound Andrew Smith, knocked out of bounds by McCrary. Credit Smith for going in there and getting position, pulling down the rebound.
Yeah, and you see, too, if you can get McCrary just about 3 feet away from where he wants to be, he's going to struggle with that turnaround jumper. So if Weston and others can keep him pushed off the block a little bit, Daniel, it makes a big difference.
Smith out top, swings to Nolan Adams, left wing. Nolan gives off to Lance, swung back to Andrew, right side. Now inside the west to the free throw line. He drives, he shoots, McCrary blocks. Regathered by Nate Adams.
Good rebound.
And he put it in for two.
I'd like to see him call a foul on that one.
Yeah.
On Weston. Shot.
McCrary, only a sophomore. That's what impresses me, a travel call against McCrary.
No, they called the wall. Good job, Mr. Ref.
Just, a physically mature kid, but only a sophomore coach. McCrary got a pretty good skill set.
Yeah.
Like Thomas said, though, if you can get him outside of his comfort zone from around that 10-foot area, not hard as lethal.
Yeah, and you see Clay County doing a good job there with the triple team, Daniel, out of that zone to get the turnover and get McCrary, like you say, a little uncomfortable.
Burchett kicks to Andrew. Andrew, a shot, fake a drive, 12-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Thomas. That's
We've
Isaiah
got
Thomas.
Good shots are just not dropping for us.
That certainly seems to be the case, Coach. Netherton right side, inside to McCrary. Triple team on him. What will he do? Dribbles out of it, steps back, picks up the dribble, gives to Kennedy. Corner three, good. Waylon Kennedy with his third three-pointer in this one. 32-14. Nate Adams answers with a nice shot off the left side. Offensively, Nate's the only thing really going right now for Clay County.
Yeah, he's in the double figures with 10, Daniel.
10 of our 16. We are currently doubled up by Jackson County, 32-16. Not an insurmountable lead, but if Jackson County continues shooting like this, Coach, they won't be caught.
No.
The biggest thing so far, midway through this second quarter, Will McCrary scoreless, Daniel, in the last 4 minutes. Had 12 in the first quarter. So, even though they still lead, Clay County's doing something right.
Adams misfires on a three there. Yeah, that's a good job with McCrary, Thomas. A fine point there. Kennedy with it in a trap. Going to dribble out of it. Hands off to a teammate, a Blue Devil that has checked in. McCrary, jumper, off the back of the iron. Got his own rebound. No, he did not. It was Netherton somehow who came out of there with it. Nolan Adams now defending the big guy. McCrary to the hoop, reverse layup, good.
Shouldn't have said anything.
Once again, if McCrary is going to play at that level, and the outside shooting of Kennedy and others is going to be that high,
I just don't see how Jackson County, maybe you're a 13-13 team.
Yeah, I don't understand either because, now listen, it's a different game when you come to Salina. And, you know, this rivalry, even though they're not conference opponents anymore, everybody plays big against the Bulldogs, and Jackson County's done it twice so far.
Verbal comes up with a steal and a foul. Going to be called, yeah.
But an impressive Blue Devil team, there's no
sure.
doubt. Will McCrary,
well coached.
The best interior player we've seen, and we've seen some good ones.
Yeah.
In District 7A alone.
I mentioned Weston's granny. Had a great conversation with her tonight over with Sonya Plum, and reminiscing of their days of playing basketball. A great, great, great conversation just listening to those two ladies talk about those days.
I tell you what, that oral history like that is well worth listening to when you get the opportunity.
Yes, it is.
2:15 mark of this second quarter, 34-16. Clay County trying to cut into this big lead that Jackson County's built up. Foul going to be called on Xavion Mitchell. Foul was on the floor. On the court for Clay County, we got junior Hayden Adams who's checked in. Sophomore Noah Adams out there as well. Senior Andrew Smith, senior Kyler Westmoreland, and junior Nate Adams. Nate Denman works into Hayden. Now Andrew out top. Inside to Nate. 6-foot jumper. No good.
Now,
rebound Kennedy.
Every shot he took has looked good until it come off the rim.
Kennedy across the timeline. Gives off to Netherton. Now into McCrary. Now swung around to a teammate. That's a new Blue Devil who fires a three. Shot was no good. Austin Hicks, that player. McCrary, though, cleans it up, gets the bucket. McCrary for two more, 36-16. Jackson County up by 20.
Well, there's no doubt about their first option tonight. It's find the guy under the basket, get him the ball. And they're doing a good job at it tonight.
No doubt, Coach. You get to talking about, well, who are these 13 losses to for Jackson County? Well, I'll try to run them down in a minute. Clay County on the offensive end right here. Smith right side. So Jackson is, Adams drives inside, kicks to Nate. Nate going to fire the three, hits it, or did not hit it rather, but was fouled. Nate going to line to shoot three. Here's the 13 losses that Jackson County has. Friendship Christian, Laverne, Van Buren County, twice, Gordonsville, Cumberland County, Ray County, Signal Mountain, York, Smith County in overtime, Gordonsville again, York again, and Cumberland County again.
But you know, that
pretty good basketball team.
Pretty good tough schedule.
Of course, they've won 13, they've lost 13. Well, I'll say this. If you were to put Jackson County in District 7A, I kind of like them to be the top team, you know, because they're more well-rounded with McCrary than Pickett County is. I don't know. They hadn't met. I'd like to think they'd beat the Bobcats. Who knows? I could be wrong. Both of those free throws missed. Hit one, missed one. Actually, shot three, didn't he, Thomas? What was the full update?
Yeah, he made one of them three, Danny.
Under a minute to play in this second quarter, Jackson County up by 19, 36-17. Blue Devils in no hurry here, and why should they be? Thomas with it inside to McCrary. Another easy bucket for him.
Yeah, Weston tried to punt him that time, and that just was his size. But they basically just stole the ball over him.
Can't help but say it again, McCrary, only a sophomore. Nate Adams drives baseline, steps inside, his shot up and good. That's a tough play that Nate makes look pretty easy.
Yeah.
Nate sitting here with the majority of Clay County's 19 points. Thomas will give us an update on Shorn during the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. 5 seconds to play in the second quarter. McCrary with it. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Nate Adams, 1 second. Desperation heave at the buzzer, no good. 38-19. Rough first half here for the Dogs at home. Jackson County with a 19-point lead. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. a detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, Tennessee, where Jackson County is putting it on the Bulldogs. They lead 38-19. They've doubled them up. They're up by 19, the Blue Devils are. And it's all because of Will McCrary. She's got 18 first-half points. Waylon Kennedy has 9. Alex Meadows has 5. Aiden Netherden and Xavion Mitchell both with 3 points. The Blue Devils, besides the inside play, have made 6 three-pointers here in the first half as they went up by 15 at the end of the first quarter and expanded it to 19 by halftime. For Clay County, Nate Adams leading the way with a baker's dozen. He's got 13. Lance Burchett has 4, and Western Burwell, 2 points for the Dogs, who trail by 19. It's 38-19 here at halftime in Salina in favor of Jackson County. That was your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new premier checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back here to the Papa Go Body Shop Halftime Show here at the half, 38-19 in favor of Kevin Thomas and the visiting Jackson County Blue Devils. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the sign of Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. Going back a little further in time than we sometimes do. In February of 1974, head coach Thomas Watson led his Dogs against Jackson County as the regular season drew to an end. With a 44-39 win over the Blue Devils, Salina High advanced to 18-3 on the season. What player scored 18 points and grabbed 15 rebounds in that win? If you think you know that answer, please send in your guess to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We'll read it one more time. In February of 1974, head coach Thomas Watson led his Dogs against Jackson County as the regular season drew to an end. With a 44-39 win over the Blue Devils, Salina High advanced to 18-3 on the season. What player scored 18 points and grabbed 15 rebounds in that win? And we have a correct answer. The very first guesser is Teresa Thompson, and she says Walt Weaver. 100% right. Clay County Sports Hall of Famer Walt Weaver, Thomas's uncle, 18 points, 15 rebounds in that win. Another guest coming in, and it's actually when I asked Coach Watson this question, he guessed this one first. He said James Trowbaugh, another Clay County Sports Hall of Famer. Of course, a great team you had in 1974, Coach. But that night, in early February, Walt Weaver pulling the big double-double in the win. So congratulations to listener Teresa Thompson. If she'll provide us with a mailing address, she will be receiving, after the season ends, a free sub certificate and a Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Went back to your era, Coach, on that one.
Well, you know, Walt went on. He was the MVP of Middle Tennessee 1 year and All-State. Just a tremendous career for the 2 years that he played for me. And just a fun young basketball player who loved to play and loved to play jokes on people, loved to have a good time. But when he stepped between those lines, and I know that he and I can't think of Jerry's last name, but in Pickett County had some great battles, and they were both, I think maybe he came in second behind Walt for all the awards that year. But we had a great, great, great season that year.
I never got to watch him play, but I've sure heard a whole lot about yeah. Uncle Walt. You know, and everybody finds out you're a Weaver. Hey, yeah. Are you kin to Walt Weaver? That's what I get, you know, you can see why, Daniel.
Yeah. I mean, a jokester forever. I mean, guys, one story you probably never heard, when he was in junior college, down at Martin Junior College, I think maybe Jay Cole was down there.
Yeah.
And Walt decided one night that he would put a little flash powder under Jay's door, and he lit it with a match in his hand and burned his fingertip and had to miss a couple of games. And I don't know how they explained that to the coach.
A pair of scores for either squad. McCrary with a bucket for Jackson. Nate Adams with a bucket for Clay County. And that's pretty much been the gist of this contest as far as scoring goes. Those two, the big difference. McCrary getting a lot of help from his teammates from behind the arc, primarily senior Waylon Kennedy having a big game from behind the arc. Three three-pointers for him.
Man.
Burgle picking up that foul, as Coach Watson alluded to there. Cole Eads checking in. So Hayden Adams already has played in this one. Now we see Cole Eads going in, tasked with guarding McCrary, all due to the absence of senior Wyatt Browning.
What about his update on Browning? Is he going
to? Well, he'll probably try to wait until Kennedy knocks down another. Browning probably will be sitting until the district tournament starts towards the end of next week. Try to maximize that duration. He will not try to suit Thursday against Macon or at home Friday for senior night, I don't think.
Yeah. It's a good shot.
Burchett knocking down a three.
Squared up and poured it in.
43-24. So this one opens up even. McCrary for two. Adams for two. Kennedy for three. Burchett for three.
Daniel, did you get the Subway tagline in while we were talking about Uncle Walt? I missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Good
yeah.
deal.
See, I usually don't turn things back over to you guys until I work all that in.
Gotcha.
Waylon Kennedy knocking in another one, Thomas. He's got five.
Inside-outside game.
McCrary, the rebound off a missed three-pointer. .525 mark of this third quarter. 46-24. Clay County, honestly, not been done this way since Richland back during the Christmas tournament. And
yeah.
that one got pretty bad. It ended up being that night 58-25 against Richland here at home. And certainly this one right now, a 22-point difference, but kind of has that feel to it a little.
Yeah, very similar first quarter score where they went up by 15 really quick. The only difference here, Nate Adams keeping Jackson County honest this time.
Yeah.
The guys on another point that's coming up. High school basketball in Tennessee is about to get to the point of chaos. They're very definitely looking at one free transfer anywhere you want to go with no move of any kind.
Yeah, that's and of course across all TWSWA sports.
Right. I mean that.
To a certain extent, kids have kind of been doing that. They've just been doctoring the way they do it, but it'll become even more prevalent now. Trying to mirror what the NCAA is doing, I suppose, is Lance Burchett getting hot.
Another good shot.
Lance knocks out his second three-pointer there. And, of course, NIL already has been passed. In Tennessee, high school players can have NIL contracts. They can have a local business pay some of these guys some money to play for their name, image, and likeness. Lance Burchett on fire here.
Nice steal.
8 points in the quarter by Lance Burchett, forcing head coach Kevin Thomas to take a timeout. And I'd wager this. Coach Edwards went in at the half, had a lengthy and hot discussion with his team, calling them out. Lance Burchett responded to it. 4:06 mark of this third quarter, 46-29. Clay County calling back.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina for Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. Lance Burchett, the last 8 points for Clay County to give the Dogs some life, but they still trail 46-29, Daniel.
That they do. Meadows with it, kicks it ahead to Patterson. Patterson now left wing, swings back to Thomas. Now back to Meadows right side. Meadows kicks back, now inside to McCrary. He's double teamed, dishes off to Patterson, and he scores. McCrary, the assist, found the open man.
Yeah, you know, we've talked a little about McCrary a lot, but, you know, that's what he can do there, too. Found, saw the double team coming, felt it, gave it up for the two. And just a great overall player for the Blue Devils. You talked about his youth, Daniel. He's going to be around a while.
Yeah, I mean, what's he going to be when he's a senior? Because even if he don't get any better, he's already pretty darn good. Nate Adams adds a bucket, gets fouled, goes to the line, trying to complete a three-point play. Joining Nate on the floor is brother Nolan. Also sophomore Cole Leeds, senior Andrew Smith, and junior Lance Burchett. Nate's free throw away, no good. Cole Leeds, hustle on the rebound, keeps it alive, gives to Nate. He fires a three, no good. Nolan Adams called for it over the back.
You know, credit Clay County for just not laying down and rolling over. This is a game.
I mean, their comeback has got some fight in them this second half.
Yeah, I agree. This is a game where they could have just bowed out early on like they did in that Richland game.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that other dog.
We have not. And another three-pointer, Jackson County trying to give them reasons to lay down. Xavion Mitchell adds what I believe is his second three-pointer. Nate Adams all the way to the hoop, scores again. Nate racking up a lot of points here.
Yeah.
51-33 the score. 18 points the difference. Now make it 20. Patterson knocking down a nice jump shot. Nate drives the left side of the lane, draws contact. Going to inbound it from the baseline. Of course, we celebrated Clay County Sports Hall of Fame night here during halftime of the girls' game. Had the opportunity to talk to Coach Sims about Sidney Roach Verbal being inducted. Of course, he coached her in that state championship year. Nate misses that inbound. Coach Watson here had the privilege of coaching two of the new inductees, Teresa Neiman Franklin and his brother-in-law, Mike Strong. Had the privilege of coaching both of them, and as time allows here, we will try to get some comments and thoughts from him on that. We'll just go ahead and do that now. Of course, Trent Bowles also nominated. But, Coach, make just a quick mention perhaps about Teresa Neiman Franklin and Mike Strong being inducted.
Well, you know, two of the better players, I know Mike could have been.
Pull that up a little.
He could have been a star, but he went from a potential star into a playmaker that made the difference. And I know we had the district tournament, the regional tournament, and Darrell Reeser was MVP as a freshman on both of those. And I would say at least 75% of those scores, he had the pass that went to him for the shot.
You got the Mike had the assist on him?
Yes, he did. And he could also score when he needed to. He was just a great, great role player. Whatever I needed done, he could get done.
And, of course, you are known as a legendary boys coach at Santa High School, but some folks may not realize you stepped over into girls coaching for a year or two there, and you told me before it was because of the ability of Teresa Neiman being on that squad. And y'all had some good teams, and
yes,
she certainly was the standout.
Yes, you know, I think I coached girls for 6 years, and that that was the year that I actually wanted to coach after she beat my butt playing around the world three or four times. And she had played low post up until, of course, they played half-court basketball the first 2 years she played. And, of course, I had already slipped when I coached the girls a couple of years before and played a couple of full-court games over in Kentucky. But so we were kind of getting ready for it. And when that opportunity came along, I kind of hesitated when they asked me if I'd like to have that job.
And she was a player that was built for the full-court game.
Yes, she was. And, of course, we had some great players with her. I know, like I said, Tammy Turner, Birdwell now, and Francis Craighead, two of the best Red Dog guards out at the center line has ever been. And we ran a little Red Dog, cheated back on just a little bit on Teresa's side, and those guards would panic and say, hey, this is open on this side. Well, they would throw it, and about halfway over, Teresa would be laying it up on the other end. I mean, it's just a great, great job of looking, I guess, at what we had and using it for the best to score. And with just a great basketball team, and, it's one of those what if Teresa had been here the next year. I've always felt like we would at least made it to the state and might have won it.
Sure, sure. Of course, she goes on to South Dakota, finished up her high school career, then played 4 years for South Dakota State. And 1 year of Euro ball. Thomas, update us here on what's been going on the court. It's me and Coach Watson's been talking.
All Jackson County, they've expanded their lead to 24, Daniel. It's 57-33.
Taking under a minute out of play in this third quarter. Of course, the fourth member of the Hall of Fame class, my brother-in-law, Trent Bowles, a 2011 graduate of KK High School.
Great three-point shooter.
Yeah, one of the greatest ever as far as a shooter goes, Daniel. And, Trent Bowles kind of got this thing started for Coach Evers. It got him to his second state tournament, that team did. And, just one of those gamers. If the game was on the line, you wanted it in Trent Bowles' hand. One of his biggest performances came in that home sub-state game here. He dropped 34 points, and one I'll never forget. I remember talking to Trent here at the reception about it. We held the press that night for the newspaper to get those results in, and one of my fond memories was burning the midnight oil writing about Trent Bowles' big game sending Clay County to the state tournament.
Certainly four deserving members. They do represent the 14th class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. 10 seconds left in this third quarter as Jackson County inbounds. We'll get back to it. Patterson with it. Has it out top. Works to the right. Kicks to the corner. Kennedy another three. No good on this one. Rebound Conker Westmore. 1 second left. Desperation heave. Going to hit the rafters. Third quarter ends here. Jackson County builds the lead even more. 24 points the margin. 57-33.
And Tim Bowles is one of my great basketball players. One of the best low post players and a real good shooting guard head of the circle. Great basketball player. And that team won the district tournament that year, their senior year.
Of course, Coach talking about Trent's father, Tim. We'll be back.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by H&H Auto and Equipment Parts. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Koblenz Rural Supply. Nate Adams leading the way for the Dogs with 19 points. And then not far behind is Lance Burchett, who has a cool dozen with 12. Western Burble, the only other 2 points for Clay County as they trail big. They're down 57-33 headed into the fourth quarter. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street across from the post office in Salina to see all they have to offer, Daniel.
Wavin Kennedy comes up with a steal, gives to McCray, back out to Patterson. Patterson at left wing as this fourth quarter opens up, and it's going to be Thomas. Isaiah Thomas had in the bucket from right block. 59-33. Lance Burchett firing a deep three in there. Burchett with a big second half.
He's made some great shots tonight.
Yes, he has. And, you know, Clay County had really started gelling together as a unit. And right when they were playing some of their best ball there, you see Browning go out. And, you know, honestly, to me, that's greatly disrupted what's going on here tonight. Just, you know, not that the guys who have replaced him aren't capable players, but it changes the chemistry of what's going on anytime one of those five guys come out of there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Daniel, that Wyatt Browning's absence is the difference in this game. That's how Clay County got down. Also, Weston Burwell getting injured, so without any length at all to guard McCrary early on. But, you know, if there's one takeaway, we just talked about it. Clay County's still playing hard.
Yeah.
If they can come out of anything with this one, it's Lance Burchett's confidence. We see him pulling the trigger. He had 20 points up at Jellicoe. Played well the other night at Red Bull and Springs, and tonight knocking down a few more shots, and just building that confidence. We need Lance Burchett down the stretch, and honestly, this is a big game for him tonight.
You're right. I agree with all that. Empty possession for the Bulldogs there. Jackson County the other way, trying to go into McCrary, taken away by Andrew Smith. Smith now going to hand off to Lance.
Some good defense.
61-36 the score, 25 points the lead. Smith with it left wing. Going to dribble back out top, kick to Westmoreland now. Now cross court to Burchett. Burchett a shot, fading the drive. Now he shoots the baseline jumper in there.
Yeah, he's heating up, and you can just see it in his eyes, Daniel. He's always had the moves, the crossovers, the step backs. Just hadn't been able to knock down that shot consistently throughout this season. And, you know, Lance Burchett getting hot. That's good for Clay County, even though they're down big here against Jackson County, who is also hot, Daniel.
Isaiah Thomas had more points for him. Burchett firing another three. No good on this one. Of course, we've talked about it before. Burchett broke his arm back in a scrimmage in August at the start of football season. And really, since that time, you know, he came back in the Gordonsville game at the end of the regular season, made an impact in that double overtime one-point loss with a touchdown catch. But Waylon Kennedy misfires. But Lance has continued to struggle with some health issues, and after several months of being plagued by some illnesses, just finally getting back to himself. And he certainly looks it tonight. Now his cousin, Nate Adams, adds another three. 5:20 and ticking, fourth quarter.
This is a good learning process for these guys because, you know, like I said, they're hanging in there, they're working, and they're making some shots, and they're not going to be beat down. They're going to get a little confidence out of the way they played tonight. They know that, you know, they're fighting an uphill battle with the shortage of bodies.
Kennedy misfires on a three. Burchett gets the rebound, goes coast to coast. Lance having a huge second half here. I don't know that he had more than 2 points at the half, had three at the half, and now he's added a bunch more.
Yeah, four to break, Daniel. He's up to 19, so 15 second-half points so far.
McCrary adds a bucket from right side. 66-43, 23 points the lead for head coach Kevin Thomas's squad. Clay County turns it over here. I honestly missed what happened. I wasn't looking at the court.
Overpass.
Burchett checking out, getting a breather here. On the floor for Coach Edwards, Westmoreland, Smith, sophomore Warner Melton, who's checked in, joined by his classmate Cole Eads and Noah Adams. Three-pointer good by Netherton, the sophomore for the Blue Devils. I've hit a bunch of them tonight, Thomas. Melton with it in the corner, kicks to Smith. Now he's going to fire three, top of the key, no good. McCrary the rebound.
Yeah, Daniel, they've got 11 from deep so far. They also made 11 in that first game. So it's not a fluke for these Devils. They can shoot it.
Jump ball called off a tied up rebound.
Guys, no amount of coaching will make you 6 inches taller.
Well, you're right about that, McCrary.
Yeah, he's about 6 inches taller than we are.
Yeah. Yeah, Thomas, 11-34 in that first game where Jackson County. Contrast to Clay County's 10-31. So we shot pretty decent from behind the arc down there that night ourselves. Now when Adams inside, McCrary blocks the shot. He's got a half a dozen of those tonight. Westmoreland has it stripped by Netherton, and now a scrum for the ball, and Jackson County comes away with it. Putting on the brakes was Meadows, draws the contact, and goes to the line after making the bucket.
Yeah. Similar to Clay County, Jackson County not letting up either, guys. You know, you get up by 20, you think you'd take your foot off the gas with Coach subbing in for his seniors and others, but these guys are anxious to play when they hit the floor. These young Blue Devils are scoring the basketball, Danny.
Waylon Kennedy coming to the bench, the lone senior on this squad. Going to beat the Bulldogs here in his last battle with them. It's been a good series over the years. Clay County with another missed shot. McCrary the rebound. He's just cleaning up those rebounds.
Kennedy leaves the game, Daniel, with 15 points tonight, all coming from behind the arc. 5 threes from Waylon Kennedy.
Clay County has met Jackson County 54 times under Coach Edwards. 35 wins to 19 losses for Clay County. Jackson County's been one of those teams throughout his 24-year tenure who give him fits. He still beat them more times than not, but more of an even record, 35-19.
Yeah, always a competitive game, and we know about the rivalry. And seems like we've always had trouble down there.
Yeah.
At Jackson County.
Yeah, you're right about that. 16-5 here at home, more even down there. Of course, Coach Edwards employed and spending some time at Jackson County prior to moving up here back in the fall of 2000.
Yeah, I think he and Mark Strong started their teaching careers down there.
I know they were at Keck together before that as well.
Yeah.
Freshman Julian Villa checking in. Tiger Westmore checking out. On the court joining Villa, Hayden Adams, Nolan Adams, Warner Melton, and Cole Eads. McCrary at the line. He's got a man waiting at the scores table to take him out.
Three good educators in that group. Dusty Whitaker, Mark Strong, and Coach Edwards. Three great young men.
Of course, Strong and Whitaker, graduates of Salina High School. Coach Edwards calls the home of the Upperman Bees his alma mater. Melton out top.
I don't know whether he ever beat us or not.
So he's firing a long one, a three-pointer. McCrary coming out, getting a good ovation from the Jackson County crowd, as he should.
Well deserved, yeah.
73-46 the score for these substitutions. 2:05 left in this contest.
McCrary exits the game, Daniel, with 28 by my tally. 12 of those coming in that first quarter, but honestly, Jackson County gained control of this one and it just ran away with it.
I mean, it's just been too much of a hill to climb after that first quarter.
Nolan Adams, a Euro step to the hoop, draws the foul. Nolan going to the line for free throws. Oh, I didn't realize you made the shot.
Yeah, okay. It went through.
Completed that three-point play the old-fashioned way. It was the and-one variety. I missed the initial bucket going in. Jackson County trying to answer, and they do with a three-pointer. It's number 13, James Harris, another sophomore. 76-49. Cole Eads tries to answer, misfires on that one, saved by Hayden Adams. Good hustle by the junior. Unfortunately, it's Jackson Kenny who come up with the loose ball. First three-pointer, no, the third three-pointer of the season for Eads. He was 2-7 coming into tonight's action. see senior Hunter Buford and freshman Jake Ashcock coming to the scorer's table to check in.
Jake Copeland.
Oh, I said Jake Ashcock. I'm sorry. Trying to bring back one of the all-time greats here in the 21st century. Ashcock just...
Can you do that?
Well, it'd be nice.
Guys, now, you know, the limitations of the games they can play in will really change. You know, over the years, here at Salina High School, Clay County High School, the majority of the losses that any of our teams have had have been to teams that were in the higher classes than them.
Yeah.
You know, if you look back and just count up the ones in single A, you know, it'd be tremendous if you looked at it. But
you're
you
know, right.
You don't get better by not playing better people.
Right. Of course, Jackson at one time was single. Now they are double A.
Right. They were in and out, you know, over the years.
Yeah. Hunter Buford firing a three. They're going to send him to the free throw line to attempt three free throws. Generous call by the official there to let the senior go to the line. Of course, Hunter, one of those seniors that will be honored this Friday night. Last time he will suit up here in Joe Sims' gym. Started out his career as a manager and worked his way onto this team. He'll be joined by senior Colton Anderson, Wyatt Browning, Andrew Smith, and Weston Birdville. Those five will be honored alongside five Lady Dog seniors. Buford 0 of 2 on these first free throws. One more coming. Had a good look at him, just fell a little short. Needs about another inch on him, does Hunter. Third one's away. Ooh, almost adjusted to it. Came off the front of the rim, no good. Three-pointer taking it the other end by Jackson County. Hayden Adams coming out of there with a long rebound, puts on the brakes. Wants to give off to Buford, does so. Hunter going to fire that three. It's away, no good. Joe Copeland the rebound and put back, no good. 25 seconds left in this one. Jackson County letting time tick down. Coach Thomas saying, give it to him. Here comes Hunter. Hunter Buford with a layup opportunity coming here. Puts it off the glass and good. A class move by Kevin Thomas and his Jackson County Blue Devil team. Letting the senior Hunter Buford get the last bucket here. And what was the night that was painted all blue by Jackson County, 76-51, the final score here in this contest. A big win for head coach Kevin Thomas and his Blue Devils. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Unfortunately, Clay County dropping this one tonight by a healthy margin to Jackson County, final score of 76 to 51. Clay County does move with that loss to 9-13 on the year. We're going to go ahead and get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. We talked about it towards the end of that broadcast, Thomas. This one really was about the absence of White Browning, the time that Weston Bird was well spent on the bench early with a bit of a banged-up ankle. Jackson County capitalized with McCrary inside and with good outside shooting, and they just never looked back. Played good throughout, did the Blue Devils.
Yeah, and it was on Will McCrary early. You know, when Burble went down, Coach Edwards had to go to the zone to pack it in with those guards to try to stop McCrary. When he did, Waylon Kennedy and company opened it up from the outside from three-point range. And that's the thing with this Blue Devil team, Daniel. They can beat you a lot of ways. They can beat you by shooting the ball from the outside, and they can definitely beat you in the post with Will McCrary. And, you know, I'm just super impressed with Jackson County. I'm like you. I don't know how they lost 13 games, but, of course, they're playing up a classification, playing a lot of good teams. It's got the size and the athletic ability of Will McCrary. Probably got some people that can guard him at that level, but really impressed with Jackson County. And they jumped out to that 15-point lead, and at the end of the first quarter, they were up 23-8, and honestly, it was over from there. Closest Clay County got throughout, Daniel, was 13 on a Western Burble bucket to start the second half, the second quarter. And after that, it was a wrap for the Blue Devils.
It was. I mean, that's about all the analysis and breakdown that really requires, to be honest. My favorite moment, though, of it, senior Hunter Buford getting that layup bucket. I said it before, I'll say it again, a classy move by head coach Kevin Thomas, and he finally got his player on the court to understand what he wanted. And that was to give the ball 15, let him get a layup, and he did. And, hey, credit to Hunter. He finished it with everybody in this gym holding their breath watching him, and he converted on it.
Yeah, did a great job. Had to dribble almost coast to coast right there and put it in. You know, I've struggled with that myself, trying to make a wide-open layup. Good job by the senior Hunter Buford. And, you know, the only other thing about it is Clay County didn't quit in this one. We saw Nate Adams keep his head down, and we saw Lance Burchett kind of explode a little bit and get back to the Lance Burchett we know. And so let's go down the scoring. A lot of scoring for the Blue Devils. Xavion Mitchell, 8 points. Aiden Netherton had 6. James Harris had 4. Waylon Kennedy, we talked about him, 15 points, knocked down all 5 of his 3-pointers. Alex Meadows had 7. Parker Patterson with 2. Isaiah Thomas finished with 5. And then Will McCrary, 28 for the Blue Devils. So 2 in high double figures and a lot of others kicking in for this strong Jackson County team. For Clay County, Hunter Buford, 2 points tonight. Cole Eads had 3. Nolan Adams had 3. Weston Birdwell, 2. And then 2 with almost 20. Nate Adams finishes 22. Lance Burchett, 19.
Folks, that has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Stay with us through a more commercial break. We'll come back and announce tonight's TDS Top Performers. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs. Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show for the final time tonight. Time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. Clay County's ladies winning tonight by a final score of, what do you got, Tom? 44-31?
Yes.
13 points, the difference there. Slow game, slow pace. That's what Jim Brown wanted to make it, I believe. It's almost like our Clark Range game at home here a couple weeks ago. But ended up going with senior Maddie Hayes in that win. You know, she had a shortened appearance the last time the teams met back on November 24th when she had an ankle injury. Had the full extent of her tonight out there. And just put together a good night.
Yeah, into double figures for the first time in a little while. I think, well, she may have had 14 or so up at Jellicoe. But tonight I just thought, you know, let's be honest. Maddie Hayes kind of struggled since the injury, since putting on the mask. And, you know, credit to her for fighting through it. Had surgery, I think, one day and played the next.
Yep.
And, you know, battled throughout. And tonight I thought she finished with a little more confidence. Went to the free throw line, docked down 2 big free throws late in this ball game. Had 10 points on the night, and you know, instead of maybe turning and being frustrated and not making those short shots, the ones she took tonight, she was making a little more on point. And I was just really impressed with Maddie Hayes and the way she played in a game that really didn't mean anything. It would have meant something to her, I thought, in the paint. And you know, we need Madison Hayes moving forward. We talk about this Clay County team having a chance to do big things, and I think that's all dependent upon the big three. And we've seen Bella Ashlock and Hallie Buford step up of late. Maddie Hayes kind of started her turn tonight, I think, and looking for bigger things from her.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, when we get that trifecta of those three, we can be pretty tough to beat. And, yeah, Maddie, having a good night tonight and building some confidence heading into these last 2 regular season games in next week's district tournament. In boys action, all about Lance Burchett and the return to form that we saw him have in that second half. And, you know, when I think of Lance, this ain't fair to do. People, you know, I'm a younger brother myself, and a lot of times when you're the younger brother, you do get compared to the older one. But when it's in a good way, there's nothing wrong with that. Lance Burchett reminded me tonight that Jimmy, and reminded me of the competitiveness that's been put into those young men
yeah.
by their parents and their play.
You know, I wasn't in that locker room at the half, but it probably wasn't a very pleasant meeting between Coach Edwards and his teams. Maybe even something to the effect of, you know, if anybody cares, prove it and go out here and do something. Mm-hmm. And Lance Burchett came out hot. I don't know what was said, but he responded. And it's not just about the scoring. It was the passion he was playing with. It was the attitude he was playing with. And Lance is one of those guys, even when the chips are down like they were tonight, he's still going to be trying to win.
Yeah, and that's hard to do, Daniel. When you're down almost 20 at the break, to come out and score 15 second half points, he finished with 19 tonight. Only had four in the first half, scored us in the second quarter. So it knocked down three 3-pointers and drove the lane, pulled up jumpers at the elbow, just vintage Lance Burchett stuff that was going the right way because he played with that passion and that fire in the second half, even when there was no way Clay County was coming back winning that ball game.
And similar to what we just said a minute ago about needing Maddie to make a postseason push, same thing with this Bulldog team. Going to have Lance Burchett playing like that, the way he did in that second half tonight, to make a push in this upcoming postseason.
No doubt.
Tonight's TDS top performers, Maddie Hayes and Lance Burchett, brought to you as always by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Much-needed day off for the teams tomorrow. They haven't rested since Sunday. Just completed their fourth game in 5 days here. And Thursday, going to be heading over to Macon County High School, Lafayette, Tennessee. We've never called a game in our seven-year careers over there at Macon County. Going to try that Thursday afternoon before we finish up the regular season right here at home at Joe Simms Gym on senior night against Jellicoe Friday. So two more to go in this regular season.
Yeah, Dan, you said the team's with a much-needed break. I'd say your voice could use one, too.
Well, that could be. We had Sunday off.
Well,
they did, too. But which
Saturday.
One?
Saturday. They played Saturday.
Yeah.
We didn't call it.
That was the one. You're right, Thomas. We need a break. My brain does, too. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in, as always. Appreciate the listeners. Appreciate the sponsors. For Joe Simms, Thomas Watson, Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, and we'll see you Thursday night.